Okay, we're just going.
We've done this one.
We've not done this one.
You know the day destroys a night. I don't have an intro ready.
Do you tell them that the show is now starting? Try
to run. Yes.
Go get in there.
I will. No, I'll do it.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show that is officially starting right now. Okay, so if you're on Facebook Live and you've been watching, the show has not actually been started yet, but now it has. Okay, I'm your host, Lee. What is so funny?
I already forgot what song you told me to play.
I'll text you.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm your host, Levi. And with me, I have two hosts here. One, Mr. Giovanni Pequeno.
What's up, everybody? My job is to provide a fun fact, and today is a very special day. It is our 100th episode of Man Room Radio. We've had 99 episodes before this. That's the fun fact here.
Good man.
And with me, another host who is going to order a pizza right now.
Shit, I got to order a pizza right now.
Ryan.
That was break on through to the other side by the doors. Where do we want pizza from?
Not Domino's or Pizza Hut.
Papa John's? Like a very limited choice, yeah. It has to be Papa John's.
Fine. All right, let's call Papa John's right now.
While you're calling them.
Papa John's Pizza Escondido?
Yeah.
No.
Oceanside.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling him right now.
Camera does weird stuff to people, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, let's call him.
Who's the smart guy now?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not me. Is this... Are we going to be able to hear them?
We're calling Papa John's Pizza of Escondido South.
While you do that, I'm going to pour.
Thanks for calling your locally owned and operated Papa John's Pizza. Try our 8-piece garlic knots, handmade from fresh dough, drizzled with our garlic parmesan seasoning for delicious buttery garlic flavor. Add one to your order today. A team member will be with you shortly.
Never ordered pizza. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, they have better intro music than we do.
How about free Papa John's pizza?
We like to start the... Yeah.
This is really bad. I thought they were going to say, hello, Papa John's.
This is an Escondido?
Just go to papajohns.com and enroll in Papa Rewards. Then, each time you sign into your account...
Sorry, Papa John's, we're not getting pizza today.
Okay, that's fine.
Do it on your phone.
I've got some cold pizza in my fridge. Yeah, do it on your phone. Okay, with me, we also have two special guests. One, Bliss.
This is our Patreon supporter, Bliss. Not sure if everyone knows about our Patreon.
Yeah, this is our best
Patreon supporter,
right,
Bliss!
Right here.
This is what happens when you donate the most money to us. You get to be on a show.
Yeah.
Right?
Episode 100.
I just like to support my favorite podcasts.
Yeah!
Oh, there we go.
With an S?
What can we get
just
for you?
Just the one.
Okay, and then another special, very special guest. We've had Mom on the show. And now we have Dad.
Yeah,
some call him Coach.
Yeah, you call me whatever you want.
All right, Dad. and he actually brought me these magazines. These are guides to beat video games that apparently I left at his house. So we've got Majora's Mask.
Oh, I remember those,
Zelda,
man.
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, wow.
And GoldenEye.
Let me see what
those are. Amazing.
So, yeah, before the internet existed and you wanted to know how to beat a video game, you had to buy a book a bookstore or Target. And
I remember when you buy your game, they're like, do you want the guide with that this today? You know?
Yeah, exactly. That was like their extra.
Remember when these graphics were amazing?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Okay, and then I'm going to pour some of this Scoresby Very Rare Blended Scotch Whiskey. So this was at my my grandmother-in-law's house when she died.
Oh.
Okay. So that's where we got this thing. Scoresby's generally pretty good. If it's been old.
Sorry to interrupt here.
You don't have to scream
at me. You were supposed to ask for Tim to take your order when you called. I guess he's the general manager.
Oh, well, nobody answered the phone, Tim.
Yeah, we'll solicit some feedback to Tim.
Anyway. Oh, was that from Corinne?
Yeah.
Corinne knows Tim?
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and this episode is dedicated to Hector, one of our newest listeners, and to Corinne, our other newest listener.
And all you other listeners who have tuned in for all 100 episodes.
Yeah, you guys too, but mostly Hector and Corinne. But Hector and Corinne, you guys have to share the dedication. Okay, before we get started.
We turned down a lot of promotional opportunities because we wanted to stay true to the people, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, before we get started, Gio, we want to tell you all of the things we were going to do for this episode.
I thought we cut this segment.
No, I kept it on.
I swear we cut this segment.
It's still on my itinerary.
Yeah, it's still on
there. I'm going to put the paper back on the cap here.
Can you pour some of the liquid in
here? Oh, here, have some of this.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, Gio, we thought it would be...
That should be great.
We thought it would be funny to play a prank on you.
Of course you did. Where's the paper?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
And where's our cups?
Would you like a cup?
Like you're holding cups.
Yeah, but I don't have a cup of that.
Yeah, you have a cup.
Would you like a cup of this?
Do you want a cup of this?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second.
Let me get that for
it. Ryan, okay. Explain to Gio what we're going to do to...
You had cups in there the whole time you made me go to the kitchen?
Yeah.
That one's already preloaded with ice.
Dad, here you go, bro.
Holy smokes.
So what we were talking about for the 100th episode, we were going to do something fun. We're like, oh, what should we do? It's like, you know what we should do? We should just get together and record like a 2-minute episode, just Levi and I, and say, hey, this is the 100th episode. We want to thank all of our listeners for listening, so... That's it. This is our appreciation episode. And then the next time all three of us get together, we'll be like, all right, guys, episode 101. And just watch you explode.
I can't decide if I would have been like, what the hell?
You would have been mad. And you know how I know that? Because we've done this to you before.
Have you?
Yeah. If you remember the Circle of Life incident?
No.
Back when we were in a band together?
No.
Okay.
So it was so traumatizing. Yeah. He blocked it out.
Blocked it out.
By the way, this whiskey's fantastic.
Scoresby's. Cheers.
But if you guys want like a beer or something, you just go for the fridge. You know. We were in a band together, and we'd practiced like 10 songs, and then there was an 11th song we were gonna start learning, but we hadn't yet. So we thought it'd be funny since all of us knew it except for you. We got up on stage and we opened with a song you didn't know. So you just had to stand
That's
there.
That's way worse.
Yeah.
That's way worse. It's like a performance.
Uh-huh.
Scheduled in front of people. I have an instrument. I'm up there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
Are you remembering it now?
No.
You don't remember this?
I just know out of context. This is how I would have reacted about the episode. You guys are getting your reaction. I don't even remember that. I just know... I would be like, what the hell, dude? Like...
You were really mad at us.
Yeah, I'd probably debated on just not doing the rest of the show.
You did. You did the whole show like very like unhappy, and we could tell. So and then I apologized to you at the end.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds like.
I think that was basically it.
Yeah,
really
nice. That's why we moved
You're
on.
A human being.
Yeah, well, clearly Gio's moved on, and I'm still hanging on to it. Okay.
Or I blocked it out.
That's what it was. So
I don't remember that at all, man.
You don't remember not playing the Circle of Life?
No.
So. I'm going to tell you guys why I brought Dad here today.
This whiskey is really...
All right. I've combined my father, who's an expert on many generations, with years and years of experience and knowledge.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Dad is going to help us decipher a whole slew of millennial terms in our largest segment of the Millennial Corner of all time.
Excellent.
So, some context... at the place that I work, almost everyone who works for me is like new age millennials, right? So I got a lot of like 25-year-olds working for me, right? So they actually wrote up on a board an entire set of terms, and they actually divided them out into old millennial terms and new millennial terms.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
So I
me
want.
Too. I'm on the edge of my seat, right?
Which one's Gio?
I think I'm old millennial.
So
I'm new. See, you're old.
I'm old millennial. I actually, some of these I think need to go to medium. Millennial?
I'm pronouncing some millennial music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I want like middle millennial, there's old millennial, new millennial, and middle millennial. So we've got that. So that distinction needs to get made. And Dad, you're going to tell us what these words mean in the context of the way they're used. So the first one I'll give you an easy one is if something is da bomb.
It's cool.
Yeah. Dude.
Perfect. Points.
Yeah, you get 5 points and... What millennial is that?
Oh, easy.
You don't have to. You just need to give us the definitions.
There.
These guys can figure out.
Old millennial, 100%.
Old millennial. I totally agree with that. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm all with you.
Shook.
Shook. That means I'm perturbed or I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
What does shook mean?
It has a multitude.
I'm sure resident millennial here.
Yeah.
So
it's when something is out of the ordinary or surprises you or catches you off guard.
Blows your mind.
It's not what you expect. Blows your mind. Wow, this burger was so good. I'm shook. Like,
oh my
god. It left me shaken to my core because it was so surprising.
Wow.
So,
I'm going.
Shook.
Okay, I haven't heard that one. Is that...
I would say it's new millennial.
New millennial.
Yeah.
Okay, my team put it on new millennial. Okay.
It's very popular right now, and it's like
you can be fancy.
You use it for the weirdest things, like, you know, oh, that shampoo I just got had me shook. Like, it's like, really, your shampoo? Yeah. So anyways, that's my resident.
Your people are weird, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Our people sure are.
You millennials are strange. Okay, you ready? The next one. Cool beans.
Oh, that's something that's neato.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Neato is the exact synonym for cool beans. Me? I never knew this until right now. They are the same.
Who is this? Oh my god, it's Mom!
Mom!
Oh my god. Hey, Mom, what does the word yeet mean?
Yeet?
Yeet.
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 It's a real word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Going over a millennial term and not slang.
Yeet. Cool?
Yeet.
Like, I think it's really great?
I would think it'd be the opposite. I think it would be something like, you know, it's almost like yeast, but without the S.
So if Reese,
how does that make it the opposite?
Well, yeast isn't really cool unless it's in a, you know, it's in a baking product.
Bread form.
But yeah. Yeah. So
I don't know this one 100% to weigh in on.
Don't people say it when they throw things?
It's either when you, like, a yeet is like when you throw it, or I thought it was the same as like a exclamation. Like, rad! I would say it's equivalent
to
like rad.
Well, that's what I would say cool is.
Yeah, kind of like cool.
So Bliss and Gio both just nailed it. It's tech. So the actual noun is to throw something, or verb is to throw something. You
yeet, yeeted it
you
across
yeet
the room.
Something, but people use it as exclamation, like yeet, like
yeah.
they're stoked. I only know that because Brooklyn says it
all
the time.
Then I was right, because it's like something great, so they're stoked. A positive cool. Exclamation.
Yeah. Sure.
Awesome.
Honey,
Mom
always
is always
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Mom.
So
right, Mom.
Is new millennial or old millennial?
I think it's new.
It's definitely a new millennial term. Okay. By the way, we're four of like, I got like 30 of these things.
Dude, let's go. Keep blitzing them. Let's go.
Okay, ready? Triggered.
That you're inspired to do something. You're jumping up off the table to go do something. You've been triggered.
It's when something pushes you over the edge and you become aggravated and your emotions start to show. So if we're playing a game and I'm you are cheating or pushing me the wrong way.
I never cheat.
I'm sorry that I insinuated you might.
Yeah.
And I'm finally triggered to the point where I'm like, are you, I get out of my seat, I yell, I get, my emotions come out, correct?
Yes,
so that you explode.
Correct. Like when people used to get mad at video games,
yes.
They were triggered.
That's almost like exclusively what it's used for.
I'm just glad they're using, a gun terminology. It's kind of nice.
old millennial is my guess.
New millennial.
I think that's old, that's new, dude.
Ugh.
Come on. I thought you would know, it's
hey,
a millennial.
It can't be 100%.
Okay, swag.
Mm.
Well, in my day, swag is like things you have, gifts or little doodads or knickknacks or nice stuff. I got a bunch of necklaces and rings and bracelets, which I really don't. But if I did, I would have a bunch of swag.
It's right.
I like how Gio knows all of these.
See, swag. Swag is stuff. Like you could get swag,
but
swag is like.
Slang refers to.
I think the slang is referring to like the attitude. Like that guy's got swagger, and it's gotten shortened to swag. Like look at this guy's swag over here. Like
or
he's got some swag.
How once someone who has all the doodads, how they would walk when they have it.
Yeah.
If they took all the doodads off, then you'd be like, he has swag. Like, right?
I think so.
That's what I would guess.
What are you?
That's old. I would say.
Are you googling swag right now?
No, I'm doing the next one because these are going to start to get weird.
Isn't it like free stuff that you can get from like promotional
like swag
booths?
Yeah. Like tchotchkes and stuff with swag.
Tchotchkes was new for me. I just learned that like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Someone's like, I'm going to bring some tchotchkes. I was like, what are tchotchkes?
I think it's a Polish word, actually.
Yeah?
Never had a tchotchke.
Spelled strange. That's not how it sounds.
Okay, I'm going to try to say this next one right. Okay? This next one is skirt.
Skirt!
Skirt!
Skirt.
Yeah, see,
guys. Have the rolling R?
Skirt! Skirt!
Yeah.
Yes! Skirt! What's it mean? I don't know what
it
was.
I think it's something you find in your shorts if you've had a lot of beans.
Sorry, guys. I got to get out of here. I just found a skirt.
Yeah, there's a wait. There's a I don't think
come
I can
on.
Do it. I can't say it in a sentence.
Commit.
There's a skirt.
Yeah.
I can't do it in a sentence.
It's up there with like, oh,
Gio, would you tell us what skirt actually means?
I don't know this one.
You don't know this
no,
one?
No, I don't know
Ryan,
this one.
Ryan, any guesses?
Is that when, like, you just... You're expressing peeling out of a situation, like you're just like skirt.
Yes,
it's
like you swerve away from something. You
like,
but so the girl at my work said that
so
there's
like you skirt the issue.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so it's a
but
old yeah. term.
Well, she said there's different ways to say it that sure. mean different things, and I wasn't able to focus.
It's a lot.
And retain, yeah, that was already too much for me. So,
let's
okay.
just skirt
that all right, this one, you guys are going to know this, so I want to see if Guy knows this. I called you Guy. For listeners who don't know, Guy is synonymous for grandfather. That's what my children call dad. YOLO.
YOLO? Somebody who's really into the color yellow.
Close. He's a YOLO.
Man, I'm into YOLO.
It's a cholo that wears yellow.
Yeah, no, I do. YOLO. I'm into blue, so I'm more of a bolo.
I'm into candy, so I'm more of a rolo.
I thought that's someone who liked red.
Yeah, I mean, they're synonymous.
No.
It depends on how you say them.
Yeah. Rolo?
Stop. What, can you give us the definition?
YOLO, it is an acronym for you only live once. But people say it when they're like about to do something really stupid.
Hey, YOLO.
Yeah, like I'm about to take 7 shots. YOLO, dude. You only live once.
Interesting.
YOLO.
You only YOLO
hey,
once.
Hey, are we doing the 100 episode special tonight? Like where it lasts, what we talked about?
It's going to last 100 minutes.
Or so.
Or until
more.
We're done.
Got it. Okay, I was like under the impression we're still doing normal time.
Oh, and you were trying
so
to book
it. So I was like, let's go. Like, come, like that we're good.
Oh, we're good. Oh, no, yeah. We got plenty of time.
Okay, so by the way, if you're tuning in, you got 100 minutes with us. So. Yeah.
This next word is how this diagram got started, because I said this, and everybody on my team's like, oh, Levi knows millennial terms. And I'm like, no, this is just a normal word. And we got a big fight about it, okay?
Chill.
Clout.
Clout. It can't be what I think it means, which is mean you have the upper hand or you have the power to do something. You have the clout. So it's got to be something else.
That's what I always thought it was.
I think you're right, and I think... So the newest trend I think I'm seeing in millennial slang or modern slang is words that aren't used all that much or like correct words. Because instead of like saying, oh, he's telling the truth, I heard like facts. People just say like that. So like if you say something and I agree with you, I'll just say facts. Like,
and so the one where I say clout.
Clout that came in a song. So that's really popular in songs right now. I don't know why.
I think clout's in like an old
word. But it's
I'm
a word.
That's what I said. And that's what I told my team.
It's not slang. It's a word.
No, I told my team. I'm like, you guys, this is just like an old word.
That's gained popularity because
of
songs.
Is it what I
yes, said? Yes, it's the same thing. That's how they use it. So,
it just doesn't get used much, so they've never heard it. So when they did hear it, they thought it was something new.
That guy's got clout. Okay, play Offset Clout. That's the name of the song.
Uh-huh. In the meantime, fleek.
Fleek.
And I'll give you a hint. In a sentence, they say things are on fleek.
They're on fleek.
Skirt.
All
right. Did you just skirt?
It's in songs all the time.
Okay.
You're gonna have to speak up.
Did
now
you
got
say what fleek was?
Sorry, I have no clue on fleek other than the excretion from a flea.
Like Levi's hat is on fleek because it looks so good.
Like it looks like a flea just shit it out.
What? That's what
yes, just like flea shit.
Flea excrement.
Oh, I've never heard that.
I heard
eyebrows.
It mostly with eyebrows.
Yep. It is
eyebrows
in particular. It comes from
eyebrows.
Like
shoes,
like,
right?
Really nicely done eyebrows are on fleek, and so then it now it's like
well
things
done.
That are really well done are on fleek.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Shots fired. More gun words.
I love it. Shots fired means somebody's throwing down. They're getting ready to get up on somebody. So their shots have been fired.
I like, I just wanted to point out that we said shots fired, and Gio's like, what's the word? What's the word? He's so dialed into the millennial terminology that he just missed that the word was shots fired.
It's more of a phrase than a word, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that means.
In your defense.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
You know what? You need help. I think we need dad on the show every episode. I need someone to hang out with me.
What, someone to ground you a little bit?
Yeah, and hang out.
Okay.
Do we not hang out
with you?
Well, you guys, it's mostly like the first segment of the show, what were we going to do to Gio on the episode?
Yeah.
That's like all our episodes.
No.
Except when I lash out at Ryan.
Yeah. And then it's Gio yells at Ryan.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
It's let's bitch about Levi's life and call it a day.
Yeah.
I won't know the actual definition, so I'm leaning on you, Gio, on this
okay.
one. Period.
I don't know.
Done.
One.
That's it. Period.
Like, yeah. That's the end of sentence.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
period.
No more
to
talk
This has
about.
To be old school then.
Like, this segment's done. Period.
Yeah. Like, it's this is. There's no more to say after it.
You're ending the conversation. You don't want to talk anymore?
Maybe. I don't know. They put it in New Millennial, and I don't know what the actual
period.
Definition is.
Like, that's all they ever said. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
Bay.
Bae?
Yep. Spelled B-A-E.
Oh, really? That's is it another acronym?
No.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a place where there's water and fish. That's all I know.
It's the right answer.
Well, I know what it is, but what's the origin? Didn't it stand for something?
Before anyone else, it's an acronym.
Oh.
You know what? If it's actually an acronym, I'm really sorry, Dad. I led you astray.
It, okay. It is,
but it is also a moved term of from endearment. There.
Yeah.
Like your loved ones.
Yeah, the acronym became a term of endearment. Like, that's my bae.
I put
that's
them before anything
yeah,
else.
Before anything else.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Okay, next one.
And also, you just took the other B out.
Hey, bae, bae.
Glow up.
Glow up.
It is Coach.
What?
Just someone asked if that was Coach. I said, yeah, it's Coach.
What's Coach?
Oh, Coach.
Bay, I can see his legs. No, I'm wearing past Bay. What's the new one?
Glow up.
Glow up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think glow up would be you're not showing off. I'm going to glow up, man.
Oh.
Totally going to glow up. That's close. Or I'm take my hat off. One of the two.
Yeah, you put a little extra effort in, get yourself looking good. I'm going to glow up tonight.
It's like having a makeover.
Like getting your glow on?
We're going out. I'm going to glow up. Like, I'm going to look good tonight.
It's kind of, so Urban Dictionary here is telling me it's like a big transformation.
Yes. You called it. Nice job. Mm-hmm. Just
glow up.
You know why they can't see Coach is because he's wearing camouflage.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Never knows
no, that. Okay,
I'm going to skip this one. I hate that they put this here, but they put hip in here. They put hip in here, and they put rad in here.
Rad's circling back.
Rad is like from the 70s, right? Yeah.
The next one's worse. Yeah.
Right?
I used to use that.
I still use it.
No, this one actually counts, dude.
Fun fact, if you type in rad on a comment on Facebook, it does a bunch of thumbs with rockets shooting up.
Yeah, bro.
Nice.
That's rad.
Like rad. Damn, rad. And it does like a metal
It's like 1993.
It goes like, meow.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not some
and
rad.
And that's actually short for radical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's radical. That's rad.
See, this is why I brought Dad on.
I learned that from the Ninja Turtles and Coach.
Okay, next one. T.
Oh, I don't know.
Blitz knows it, don't
how
you?
Does it spell a certain way?
Nope, it's T spelled like tea, like the drink.
Oh.
T-E-A.
Another acronym?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Yeah.
What would these darn millennials...
Maybe they're going lighter instead of heavier because tea's lighter than coffee. I don't know.
Ooh,
that's a great guess.
Got a little deep in there. I'll pull back out.
I like that one.
Well, Coach, you can give me the tea, like give me the down low, or give me the gossip, give me... all the dirt.
Give me the tea.
It's the dish, dude.
And I thought it came from like the Kermit the Frog meme where he's drinking tea and he goes, that's none of my business.
Yes. Wow. When he goes like, I don't think you're telling the truth, but that's none of my, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he's drinking the tea.
Oh, I love that one.
But it's like dish. Like, oh, you got some hot dish?
Mm-hmm.
But that was pre-tea. Who's speaking up over there?
Someone commented, rad, I want to know, did it work? Did it do the thing? If it didn't, you could click on it and it should do it. One time I did it, and I clicked on it like 5 times. I thought it was
because
so
it just kept doing it.
Okay.
Next one, woke.
Oh yeah,
woke.
You know this one?
Yeah.
Man, I'm woke. Are you woke? Are you aware of what's going on?
Yes, sir. Neo, Matrix, woke. The original woke fellow. When he came out of the
Matrix. Really?
Was he the original woke fellow, or was Morpheus? Yeah.
Fine, like. But that's what I'm saying is that is the ideal example of woke. You are no longer blinders on. You see what's really going on. You're not sleeping through life. You're woke. You're aware. You're paying attention.
There you go.
Anyone listening to the show is woke.
Might be drunk, but
yeah, they are. Okay, next one. This one's very common. Salty.
Salty? That's someone who's nasty, mean, or well, you get salty sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Don't you?
Yes.
Anybody's middle name is Salty.
What the fuck?
See, you're being a little salty right
there
now.
There it is.
Whoop. There it is. He's woke.
What is this?
Salt. Oh, yeah, this is salt. That's the salt. That's you sprinkle the salt because you know you pissed somebody off. So you're accusing
you made him salty.
It's used as like a taunt a lot. Like,
ooh, you're getting salty.
Yeah. People. That's how it's often used. It's like, oh, getting salty? Huh? Yeah.
Why are you so salty?
Yeah, you're trying to trigger them.
Yeah, you're trying to get them triggered. When people are triggered, they're salty.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Draking.
Don't know that one at all. Get that Urban Dictionary fired up.
Well, that might be a guy who's out there hunting a woman because, you know, there's a drake is a male duck. And if you're a male duck and you're out there draking, that means you're being a male and you're mailing up. So you're mailing up towards a female. So that's what I would go with, drinking.
I hope that's it.
Honestly, how close you got there is really impressive.
I also didn't know what a drake was. I was 2 years old when I learned what a drake is. Yeah.
So draking, male duck. Draking is like being super emotional and drunk texting ex-girlfriends or boyfriends a lot.
Oh, I get the I get this one, though.
Right. Does that make sense?
Is that because Drake did? The musical artist Drake releases a lot of songs about, especially one song got really popular, about drunk texting exes and talking to them on the phone.
Did you order that pizza?
Just rip open my Thin Mints?
No. Yeah. Okay. Don't tell me that you put these Thin Mints on this table just to let them sit here all night. All
right, welcome to the You Open the Thin Mints Challenge segment. All right, they were there and you were the first one to take them. So here's what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
This is a surprise segment.
It's on his paper.
Is this
when
I need to play some music?
Bingo, bingo, bingo. You arrived.
The secret word has been said.
I really wish I had something. I made that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, damn it.
Dude, your heart was racing for a second for you.
I was thinking, like, how many of these am I going to have to eat right now? I don't want to eat that many. I just want one or two. Oh, my.
It's going to be finished the roll by the end of the episode. You got me. I know some people pay attention to what they eat, so I was like,
you got me so good just now. That was hilarious. Okay. I'm like a little over halfway done.
Okay.
These ones are just, I mean, come on. Sick. Tight.
That's like,
that's
yeah.
That's from
that's...
us.
Oh, man. Sorry.
No, it's old millennial.
Guess the rad thing doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, so that's not even fair. This is so easy. Okay, next one. Shade.
Shade?
Sentence?
Well, in the olden days, shade was me be able to draw a gun on somebody. But I would think in this case it would be offend them.
Goodness.
There you go.
I told you. Ding, 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 ding. This guy is a reverend of intelligence and knowledge.
You said to offend.
Packaged
them?
In a redneck.
Offend or defend, I didn't hear.
Offend.
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 Yeah, so you're really throwing shade is the term.
Yeah, when you're making fun of people, you throw shade at them.
Or if you're being salty, you'll throw shade too.
You could be giving the tea and that causes you to throw shade.
Okay, I have to look this one
tea.
Up.
Matter of fact, that's what's in my other cup. This is the record.
Okay, this next
but
one.
This scores beast hitting the spot.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's very good.
We've argued extensively about this one, so we all know what it is. So we'll see if you know it. Extra. What does it mean to be extra?
God, trust me, he'll know this one.
Extra could go two ways. One could just be size, but that'd be too easy. So extra, I would say, maybe tends to the Marvel superhero, X being a mutant, so you might be more bang for your buck as an extra. That's where I would go.
Like you got more or you're doing more.
Yeah.
He's being extra.
Then is necessary.
No, like the tea might taste bad or the drink might taste bad, so instead of just being like, oh, I don't really like that, you're like, like being extra about it.
Okay. Ryan's
that,
being
doing
extra.
That is being extra.
Yeah. But it's delicioso.
Yeah.
Some so of these good. Are wacky. I don't know. Like this one here is goody, but it's G-O-O-D-I, and I can't find a definition. So
these are all on your work list?
Yes, this is
it's
all
like a picture of a whiteboard.
Yeah, they wrote these all on the whiteboard in our area.
That's a very good use of company time.
Yes,
by the way.
Absolutely. That's another segment for another day.
This is understanding the people that work around you. It's
that's another segment for my performance review.
But if I was to call somebody goody, or be goody, that mean with an I, if I that just means that I'm lightly cool or I'm a nice person or a good person.
Okay,
but lightly.
Yeah, and just I'm just gonna slightly. We're just gonna say that's what that means because I don't have the real definition,
but not quite good enough
I'm
to
not
be goody-ish.
Good. I'm just goody.
It's definitely
goody.
New millennial though.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's definitely new millennial.
I feel like the new millennial list is a lot longer than the old one.
They're almost the same.
But
if
you
I
know what? Because a lot of these old ones are just like. Because I'm so accustomed to them, maybe, like, I just feel like they're not
that's
fair
how
to
this
have.
Sounds.
Right? It's like banging.
Yeah, looking over his shoulder. Hell
something up. Be good. It'd be banging.
Yeah, right? Like, duh. Or crack a lackin.
Well, that's the sound a fire makes. Yeah.
It's crack a lackin.
Like, maybe, like, my generation of millennials, like, all of ours are just ways to say things are awesome.
Yeah.
Like, rad,
we're
sick,
not
yeah, awesome deal. Or cool. It's awesome or cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see here. Slap pin.
I think that's supposed
slapping?
To be
slapping?
Slap or slapping.
I think it's slapping, but like they purposely wrote the word slap, then they did parentheses pin.
Because it's either slap or slapping.
I thought it was like songs. Like this song we went over slaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. This is smack and slapping.
Yeah.
And things slap or they smack.
It's good. It's food. It's smacking. If it's applaud or songs, it's slapping. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do my last one here that is...
On the fence?
Function.
Sentence?
I don't know.
The sentence the is, I'm function. Trying to function.
Oh, it's... I'm out here trying to function.
I'm out here trying to function.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys going to go with on that. Function is it's a very plain word.
It is.
It's like...
Exist.
I've only heard it like you're drunk and you're just trying to act normal.
Trying to function.
I'm trying to function.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Sure.
All right, well...
I don't want to go with what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
It was when you're drunk and you're trying to score. Like, hey, I'm just out here. I'm just trying to function.
Oh, let me Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm pretty sure there is some sexuality involved with function. It's also a E40 song.
It's a party up in the hood.
Oh, is a function like a work function?
That can't be it.
Can we just skirt the fuck out of here?
Yeah, we're gonna skirt out of this segment.
Did we actually order the pizza?
No.
Why haven't you ordered the pizza yet?
Would you like to order the pizza on the internet?
You do on your phone.
Well, you
not
Tim.
Have internet on your phone?
Hey, www.orderthispizza.com.
Tim, can you send us a pizza to Manroom Radio at Manroom Radio?
At Manroom
Street.
You probably don't want to say the address out loud.
Yeah. In Manroom Radio, USA.
Tim's probably not even watching. That's his girlfriend, is Corinne.
Okay, guys, well, you're due for a segment right now, so what do you guys want to do? Ryan,
Bliss has a thing, and I've got a thing.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you do your thing?
Okay.
And then you'll do Gio's thing, and then Bliss's thing. I've got a thing.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with whatever you guys want. You guys are hosting this
show? I think it'd be cool if Bliss did her thing.
Yeah, then have Bliss do her thing.
Yes.
All right. I have a special thing.
Soup's ready. I'm going to grab a beverage.
I got you.
She's reaching for her bag.
Like a giant Mary Poppins bag.
It is. It looks like a beach
bag.
It looks very functioning.
I got this bag from Christmas.
That bag is lit.
From a cousin, actually. Kenton. He's pretty darn awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So I brought a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
And they are beauty products. They are traditionally geared towards the females.
Awesome.
But...
Do you have any male ones, though?
They're traditionally towards the females, but...
Yes. I'm in.
Okay.
Yes, the female's butt.
I'm in.
Play the word.
But everyone uses some of these things, so we'll see.
So these are things I could use to glow up?
They are things you could use to glow up.
Probably something that Gio's already been using, but it obviously works.
They're things that could make you a little extra, and Corinne says, what is extra? I'll take Ryan for $200.
What? Me? I'm extra?
Was that you
accusing him of being extra?
I thought it was her asking him to tell.
No, she was playing Jeopardy.
What
is extra? I'll take Ryan for $200.
Me not knowing that is millennial.
It's a little extra.
You don't want to.
That's extra. Brush your teeth.
I get that from my dad.
Well, didn't you only being extra? Watch bullfighting?
No, this whenever dad takes a sip of anything.
It's not so.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it once.
Not so.
Yeah, a little extra.
I've already forgot all the terms, so please use them again.
It's not so extra.
So we have two options. I could either have you reach into the bag and pull something out. You have to tell me what it is.
Yes.
Possibly how to use it. And use it if you can.
Let's do that.
If it's a little messy, I have things to wipe it up.
I feel like I'm going to kick you guys' ass on this.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that one.
We're doing that one. And we're going to go with Gio first because he said he would get mad at you.
I would get mad at who?
No, he said he's going to kick our ass. Like, he's going to win.
Very
possible. Hey, no digging around like you're looking for
something.
It's just
the first thing I grab.
Oh, really? It's like a penalty cooler?
Things. I need to dump those things into here.
Yeah. This is exciting. This is a great segment.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
10 out of 10, Wood Bliss segment again.
Oh. 10 out of 10, Wood Bliss again.
Yeah. I just want to reach in the bag.
First thing, here we go.
Go, let's go.
First thing I touch? Yeah, I already launched it.
Just grab something.
Oh, my God.
Don't read it.
Try not to read what it is.
Can I open it?
If there's words, try not to read it, because sometimes they say stuff.
Altoids.
What is that?
Smell it.
Breath mint.
It's a sponge.
It is.
You're not supposed to bring... That's our private stuff.
So I got a little tin here. It's a sponge. I feel like it is... I don't know if it's either to moisten or to, like, get something off. If it's either...
Well, come on now.
Jeez. Like, it's on your fingers. It's for sure for your fingers. And
is there something under the sponge?
You could touch all of it, move it around.
No, it's just the sponge.
Just a sponge.
Just a sponge.
And I think it's for your finger to, like, dry your finger off if you're about to, like, touch your contact or something.
Ah, okay.
It's just a sponge in a tin, huh?
Do you guys have any other
I want to touch it.
Explanations?
Like, oh, God. Have you ever felt like you were so wrong that the teacher was just being nice? Like, that's where
I've got
at
a
right
guess.
Now.
I have a guess. Can I guess?
Only if you haven't actually seen me use these.
Is this viewed? Can we, like, view this?
I don't
like,
know what this
when
is.
You say these, it's not the. This is, like, one thing.
Oh, sorry. These as in,
these, like,
everything
stuff
in my bag.
In my bag.
Oh. It's for growing tapeworms.
Close.
Coach?
Nipple blush.
Nipple blush.
Also close.
This is when you have too much makeup on your applicator. And you brush it off.
That's the closest one.
It smells like makeup.
Yeah. Mm. It's a color changer for your brushes and stuff, like with your eyeshadow or your blush or whatever.
So to wipe something
you
off?
You can, like, brush it on and then it all falls in there.
Yeah, you were so close,
it's
except
so
you specifically
it's
said
not
fingers.
Damn
okay, but yeah. I didn't know we were allowed to smell it.
Oh, brother! Get out of here!
Please,
well, I
just
smell
didn't
it. Know we could smell it, okay? If I would have known, I would have gotten it.
We don't usually use our fingers to put on our makeup unless it's, like,
that's
the,
true.
The
man,
face stuff or
yeah,
the cream.
Yeah.
True, true.
Yeah, any colors.
I was just
kind
of going
fingers.
Off of how I do it. So
yes,
yeah,
of course. Very, very different. All right, so yeah, that was the brush color changer.
Coach,
right.
You want to play?
Yeah.
I just like guessing. I don't want to put my hand in the bag.
Okay, put your hand in the bag,
it seems
right.
A little scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you want a Thin Mint?
There's nothing.
No, there. That'd be too much. This
that was
supposed
a side
to be sticking
thing.
To me.
A side pocket.
Don't read this.
Oh,
thing.
It's a cassette player.
Well, I'm...
I feel
these,
like that's easy.
These are fake eyelashes.
They are, but there's something more about them.
They're magnetic.
Ding, ding, ding for Gio.
Look at you!
What are they magnetized to? Do you have metal implants?
Can you?
No.
Not yet.
How do you do that?
Well,
how
Brian,
do they
you gotta
stick...
put them on.
I'm not putting any.
You gotta put them on.
He doesn't have the magnet things.
How do they stick to your
them.
Eyeballs?
I could tell you have a lot of magnesium in your diet, they'll stick.
It does.
Honestly, it looks...
Look at that. Oh!
No. Here.
Yes!
No. It's not going on your eye. I know.
It's going on my eye.
It's not. It's going on your hand. Give me your wrist.
It's going on my hand. On my wrist?
Can you give
just
me
let
these are getting weird.
Was this thing gonna be one of the things we could have guessed?
Yes.
She's drawing on me.
That has the magnet in it, and you have to use a lot of it for them to stick.
Really?
You do. I'm doing a really crappy job.
Oh, it's
wait
like...
Wait for
about this stuff. You're good.
Okay, so
like
these lashes come with magnetic
like
eyeliner. You put the eyeliner on,
yeah.
And then you can...
So girls paint metal on their face
yeah,
to wear cross-thatched eyelashes.
And those are some good ones.
This is ridiculous.
Them
wanna,
being magnetic
show
means
this over
they're
there?
Good quality. Those are like up-and-comers.
Yeah, that's like that's like Google technology right there.
That's
for real.
Yeah, we'll see.
All the things we do to be extra sometimes.
Oh,
to glow up.
Swallowing it up.
Is she throwing shade at me?
Is it dry? Can I put it on there?
Go for it.
Okay, I want to put my hand in the back.
It's like a fridge magnet.
Whoa. I mean, it was pretty strong.
Okay, let me put my hand in the back.
Okay.
That was cool.
Oh my gosh.
Bliss, I just learned about magnetic
not
eyelashes like
okay,
2 days
I got
ago.
Did you?
Oh,
whoa.
I know what this is all about.
Whoa. You're awesome, man.
Thanks.
Does your wife use this?
No, I saw an Instagram ad for it.
I don't know what this is
this
about.
Is...
I think it has to do with what you're doing. You're compressing something.
Yeah, this is
for lady
around
parts.
Your eyes.
It's for what?
Not for lady parts.
Not.
Okay. It's not
can
shit.
You describe it for the people who can't watch?
Yeah, for the people who can't watch, it's like a stick with rollers on each side. One roller is big and one is smaller.
They look like they're a precious stone of some sort.
Yeah, I think this is for applying some kind of essential oil to your arm or leg or maybe.
I think I think you're in the right area right now.
But maybe the essential oil is the stone.
I think you work under the eyes. I think it
close.
Stuff.
It's made out of rose quartz and it's like a facial roller.
Yeah, like when you wake up feeling puffy. Or you need
to massage your face
to
as
massage,
well.
Get those blood spat through your face.
And can I be dead honest with you guys? Like, I just rubbed that on my face a little bit, and my cheeks feel great.
I need
right
that.
Now.
Give me some of that.
Yeah, awesome. My eyes feel puffy. I'm trying to
stop it. Let Gio try it. Okay, you don't need it. You have one. Obviously,
you can use the little in after rays.
Yeah, my face, my head is bigger than
watch
Gio's.
This. Rub. You're done. That's all you need. Like, watch. Wait.
Oh,
like,
how many rubs
man,
does it take?
You're
just a few.
12 right now, Ryan.
Oh. Like how does
I mean,
you...
my face feels cool.
Oh, I, like
I
how
suppose.
Cold it feels.
Yeah. Just rub it on those cheeks.
Oh yeah, I feel like I would get the same sensation out of an ice cube.
I feel like I could see an extra 20 feet
oh
than
my
I normally
gosh.
Can.
the coldness of it.
That's also part of the way that it works. Oh, like, it's just nice and cold.
It's a little refreshing,
dude.
It really is. You want to try it?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I could do it with it.
Actually, I do feel different.
I mean, it's only their face.
Oh,
it's ice.
Yeah. All
right. I didn't think I wanted one of those right now.
Yeah, that's something I would actually use.
Yeah. Now you want one?
Oh, jeez. I don't want to grab this, but no, I already did.
It's brand new.
Why do I keep getting the things I have no idea?
Geo wants
that. Looks like a Frisbee.
It's not
can
a
you,
Frisbee.
Can you describe it to the people not watching
so
the
this is like, you know, those plates you used to get as a kid that had like a strap on the back and Velcro on one side?
Yes, to play ball.
And you throw the tennis ball?
It's like that, but plastic. There's no Velcro. I'm just using that for you to get the handle aspect
okay.
of it.
Gotcha.
The top looks like a soap dish. So maybe some sort of, you put a soap in there. No, because there's different textures here, like plus signs and then bumps.
So this is a thing.
It's very detailed. I like
it. But the scoop, I would say it's to scrub, but I don't think this scoop is very conducive to scrubbing.
It's just for your boobies.
Is this a...
Not for your boobies.
It's quite abrasive. We're talking about boobies.
I don't know. This is not to scrub.
Now, I have to ask this question. Are these items that generally would just be carried with you and used anywhere? So you wouldn't necessarily need like a shower to use that, right? So I think Gio's...
Most of these need to be used at home.
Okay. Oh.
You can take them to travel, but
gotcha.
It's very
cumbersome. They're not travel items. Okay.
Maybe if you're out of toilet paper?
No. Not for the boobies,
no, the
or
big,
the boobies.
The big nub work out. No.
I just, the handle feels very like...
Is it somewhat like an loofah?
Can I touch this?
It's either an loofah or some type of hair comb.
So what's confusing me is like, I would think this is a massager, but... It has the different textures, and that's just what
that's
I don't...
That's not it, guys.
Here, take your shirt off.
No,
I'm not taking my shirt off.
They'll like that too much.
I don't... Oh, man. Like, do women put makeup, like, on their bodies or something? And this is
that's not the makeup.
Like,
they do, but not with that.
Women use body makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, honestly, this
thing.
One I am totally stumped on. I don't have any good ideas.
Is it like some type of a loofah brush or something that you would rub on your skin?
Do you have an idea, Ryan?
Is it for hair removal?
It is not, but that is another really good guess.
Because it did not feel good when you massage it.
No, nothing. It doesn't feel good on my
Can
fingers.
I get the roller again?
It's a silicone brush cleaner pad.
For your brush?
For, like, the makeup brushes. The little textures allow it to scrub and get all the makeup out without ruining the brush.
Girls have to clean the brushes that they use to put makeup on their face?
They
should. Levi, when you were growing up, when you were painting parts of the house, which very seldom happened, you needed something to clean your brushes, because if you didn't, you left it there, and it would get hard, and the brush would be no good. You'd have to throw it away. I'd have to buy new ones, just saying.
Right, so I just thought there was a never-ending supply of brushes.
What's the right area for this? Is it just under the eyes?
She was still got the roller. She was really, really.
I would assume makeup brushes are made from some type of sable or very nice brush. Or
like horse hair.
Yeah, something very nice. So I would assume they cost quite a bit.
All right, Ryan, your turn. Your turn. Reach your hand in that bag. Get your hand in there.
Oh,
it's
the first thing I touched.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay, that's phallic.
Big ticket item here.
It's a long, it's like a pillow, and it's got polka dots on it. And it's a pillow.
Don't they all?
It's a pillow. It's literally a pillow.
Okay.
And
do you remember what that is?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah.
This is like for my lumbar support, you know, when you sit in a chair.
Good guess.
And I sit on this, and now I'm like back, my posture is better. Watch, dude, feel this thing. It feels just like a pillow because that's what it is.
It's just a pillow. It's maybe like to go under your armpit while you're doing your makeup or something, like in case your arm gets tired. Ergonomic here. Or like maybe like...
Dude, that's so cool that women have thought about, like, ergonomics as they put makeup
this
on.
This is... Man, I gotta do this side, so...
Gio's putting the pillow... He's folding it and putting
it... I'm gonna say, since we already had two, it's a brush cleaner.
Close.
I guess it's a pillow.
Does it help if there's two?
Whoa!
Okay.
So now it's a party.
And you've reached the blow your eardrums out segment.
Honestly, the gain only clipped for a little bit there, so we're going to be fine.
They come in packs of two. They're meant to be used in pairs.
Both armpits. Ergonomics, baby.
I mean, that's a great explanation.
Pillow fights.
Wrong.
What is it?
Pillow fights.
These are boot inserts.
Oh, to keep your boots tall and nice.
Oh my god.
And women use these and just look extra feminine.
So they don't fold. So your boots don't fold. You don't get like the
your
side.
Your boot inserts are extra.
They are.
Yeah, they got polka dot shit on them.
Yeah, but
that was a great one, Bliss. Good job. That was awesome.
All right.
Okay, can I, before I reach in here, can I just say I'm really disappointed that you didn't digitally order the pizza? Okay.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm sorry.
It requires
that was
a
the one thing we wanted to do for this episode.
I wanted to talk to people on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
More eyelashes.
I think that's a repeat. Sorry.
Okay. More. I don't want to do this. No. More eyelashes.
Yeah.
Let me. Pick
you don't get a double grab.
All right. Turns out I do.
Done eyelashes.
More right. Eyelashes.
Can I spray this?
Yeah, not around an open flame, but yes.
Whoa.
That phone might have died.
Okay, Ryan, open your eye.
Oh, no. Don't put that in his eye.
Okay, don't put it in my eye.
I have a spray can
my phone
here.
Dies, someone wants to go live. We're not live anymore.
Oh, live just died?
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I can go live, but then we can't do music.
Nah, we just need to live just tough shit, and you're not even hearing this right
you
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine?
If you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, Gio's going to set that up.
So don't worry
okay,
about
while you're doing that,
I don't know the password either.
Is it going to ruin this if I... If I take my hand off this and read the label?
Yeah, you can't read the label.
Okay, well, can I spray it on something?
Yeah, put it on your hand. I have wipes. That or the
other side. Ew! Gross! Ew! It's like paint coming out
of
this thing.
That's nipple blush. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
can I see it?
Every person wants their nipples.
Ew! It's like greasy.
Like,
and, is there glitter in there?
To look like
yes.
Charcoal.
Can I see your hand?
Here, just put your hand out.
No, don't.
Just put your hand out.
Let me see your hand.
I'm gonna squirt some of this. Ew!
Oh, I know what that is.
Do you?
It's a charcoal face peel.
It's close. Very close, actually.
Charcoal face wash or something. Yeah.
So wait, this whole time we thought you were a millennial, you were a woman. Like, you're like 9 for 9
yeah, man,
right
just
now.
Manscapes.
Okay, I'm gonna
and
guess that this helps wash makeup off.
Okay, no, it's a charcoal mask, and it bubbles, so you're going to watch little bubbles show up on your hand.
And then you peel it off, right?
Oh, there
no,
are little bubbles on
your
hand.
Ew, this
cool
is so gross.
I want Levi to do one of the charcoal face masks that peels off.
I don't have one of those. Those hurt so
bad. Yeah, that's why I wanted
okay,
to do it.
These are wipes, and they're for cleaning.
They are for cleaning.
Very good.
They're for babies.
Ew,
these are phones, and they're for ordering pizzas.
Ew. Oh, these wipes smell so good. Oh, smell that.
Maybe like baby oil.
With grapefruit oil and aloe.
Smell
that.
It's way better than lemon.
Alright, Gio, put your hand in the bag.
Oh, that smells really good. Okay. Oh, this thing. Oh.
Oh, come on. This is easy.
What is it?
Okay.
You don't know?
That's for doing stuff to your eyelashes. It's like.
No.
What is
circumciser.
It,
come on.
Okay, listeners, listeners, this is that little pair of weird scissors that your mom had in the bathroom when you were growing up. That like you.
It's an eyelash like upper or crimper.
Yeah,
curls them. It curls them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Coach knows.
Yeah, it looks like a pair of scissors, but the other
goodness,
the, like a guillotine.
Don't pull them out.
Did I get too close?
No, you did it just fine. But I would be afraid that you'd pull away by accident. You'll pull out your eye.
Yeah, this gave me a headache right when I used it.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, you're up. Stop pouring whiskey and start putting your hand in the bag.
All right, stop pouring whiskey. Got it.
You're not listening. God, nobody listens to me right here.
Fine.
Bullshit.
We're almost to the point where we need to switch to the bad whiskey instead of the good whiskey. The good whiskey
are you saving any?
Where we need to be.
Yeah,
you got a good point here.
Are you saving any more of this good whiskey?
That's we'll save it.
I'm just saying. You should
save it.
Once you do a double tap on the good stuff,
yep.
Then by
you go
time
to
you
the,
get to the third one,
you
should be working at more
right.
Cheaper stuff.
All right, I got the bad whiskey out now.
That's some pro tip right
there. Again, I brought Dad for knowledge and experience, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so I brought I found a thing. It looks like a lipstick.
Into the bag.
If that
had an
extension cord in it, you'd be a lucky man.
Yeah,
this thing looks like a glasses case. You know how people have the little
tiny
reading glasses cases?
Glasses, sure.
Okay, open it up. Let's see.
Oh, like you fold them?
Yeah, you know, like you put folding glasses.
I don't know how.
Oh my god, it looks like a cigarette lighter in a car when you
open
this thing
so
up.
So you push this into the front of your car and it lights up.
Can I see?
Well, hang on.
I think that's the nipple blush. I'm going to find it here eventually.
Let me see that.
Whoa, okay.
All right, it's got a battery in it.
Okay, it's electric.
That's not
this
nice.
Has got to be a kind of dildo. Whoa!
You know what that is?
It sounds very...
That is a razor for the sides of your next to your
quite
ear.
Quite explicit.
Oh.
But it's not.
Ladies use that to trim off the little extra hairs of it.
Oh, it's a shaver. It's a razor shaver.
It's a combo shaver and dildo.
Yeah, it's a shaver.
Oh, it's definitely a shaver.
Yeah.
Oh, I could use this at the barber.
Can this... Will
a
this
man
work
with
on my
head like mine knows what shaver.
No,
you got a big
enough
nostril.
It's like baby, like a trimmer.
You
should like
have seen Bliss's
trimmer.
Face as I started putting this thing close to my nostril. She like... grimaced a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't exactly fit inside your nose. Oh, it's and it's about got the a size light of what, a dime.
Yeah, but if you're in front it's of the mirror nickel, and you get nickel close, you want the light.
I
so
think
you can
I
see,
could
like,
fit this in my nose.
Is it for lady mustaches?
It is for lady mustaches.
Nice.
Although, I'm not so sure you'd want to use the shaver. You could just pluck them. They'd work
here,
better.
Just try to get it in my nose.
Oh God.
No, don't actually do that.
They have
don't
ones that are specially yeah shaped to go
so,
in your nose.
So do I.
Okay, good.
Okay, is it my turn?
How do I turn
it
off?
Your turn. Put it back down. The part you pushed up.
Wow. Okay, let me reach in.
It's almost like a lightsaber.
Almost.
Why do they keep getting these little circular cases? This is bullshit.
These compact things?
That's a diaphragm. These compact things. That's a diaphragm.
It's whoa not a diaphragm.
Okay. Okay, this looks like okay, this looks like one of those little like clamshell makeup cases, right? But then you open it up, there's a mirror.
Stop.
And it's
he's
like
watching.
It looks like sand on the bottom that has like dried into the bottom. I just think this is makeup.
That's
it
your
is
nipple,
yes,
that's your nipple blush.
But what is it for? You can't
it's
all makeup.
It's makeup. It's
how
all makeup.
Or where do you apply it?
Like right under my eyes, like Braveheart.
To keep the sun
you know what this is
on the baseball field.
No?
No.
Oh, is it?
There, do I have sprinkles under my
is
eyes now?
Oh, you know
is
what?
Is this usually used with a brush?
Yes.
So it's you look foundation like you just no used Gio's oh new rose quartz yes thing under your eyes.
Yeah, now under my eyes are glittery, and so yes the sun, instead of like reflecting into my eyes, is going to reflect like outwards. So.
Not quite. It's highlighter. You put it just above your cheekbones. It makes you like glow even more.
I put it above
no
my cheekbones. Am I glowing?
So no you put it in the right spot. Your smile
your
looks
eyes
bigger. Yeah.
Does my smile look bigger?
Yeah, it's very
oh
big.
Maybe I put it directly under his eyes, which would then accentuate any dark circles if he had
okay
any.
All right, one more.
All right.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Oh, there's only, oh, there's two things in here.
Is this
well,
me?
Let him go.
Two more pillows?
Oh, jeez. I already don't know. Oh, oh, this is a boob thing.
No.
Oh, so it's a silicone triangle.
Half moon?
Half moon.
It's sticky.
Oh, this is for your wrist, so you don't get carpal tunnel while you're putting makeup on?
No.
Not everything.
It's not like you're
he's very practical
a mouse. Yeah.
So like when
you
you're
so ergonomic.
When you're reaching
okay
in your bag.
If it's not that, it's a thing you put in your boob.
It's got yeah sticky, so it's not like a pasty thing. Oh, Schultenum.
This
sticks onto something.
It's a shoe
thing. Shoulder pads in here.
Yeah, I know. This sticks onto something.
This goes under your face, dude.
No.
You're going to, yeah. It goes right here.
Yeah.
Is it an eye
patch? Oh my god!
It's an eye patch,
dude. This is crazy. It's a clear eye patch,
so you can
if I had stronger eye grabbers. Then it would. I don't know what this is, guys. Help me.
All right.
It one side sticks.
It's a clear eye patch. There's not another description for it. Okay.
What
is it?
A monocle.
Is
they,
it a shoe
they
thing?
Used them in
it is a shoe thing.
Oh.
I keep forgetting that girls wear shoes.
Yeah, I forget that shoe things are a thing.
Are you going to use this soon?
I might. Oh, well,
the
not
how would you rip it all the way off?
Come on.
God. I didn't expect her to say yes.
Okay. You asked. Let's tell us, what is it for?
It's for your shoes, so that if you have a higher instep, so that you could, like, add. It's so that you
oh
can make your shoes
it goes
extra
in your curve.
Like, yeah, in the what is that called?
The arch.
Yeah,
it's arch support. And it sticks to the bottom
of
your
heels.
It kind of
makes your regular shoes orthotic.
Okay.
What was left?
All right, this is not something for you to guess. This is a present for each of you. Oh,
we get a present from Bliss?
You get one.
Bliss is coming on the show every show
yeah
now.
Bliss is my favorite co-host.
All
Bliss,
right.
Will
I
you
said
marry
it
me?
That includes you guys.
I think I might.
Oh!
He said it. Right here.
Changing magic foot peeling shoes. You put
oh
these
hell yeah!
So you got the
dude
the peeling
I'm
foot goodies.
Oh, it's a lavender mat.
You slap this on the old feet, let them dry out, and then you peel them up, and then you feel your sole get ripped out through the bottom of your feet.
Your sole? Which one on your foot or the one on your side?
They will peel for like 3 or 4 days at least. Do not peel them. Let them do it. On the lavender mask, you put it on. Enjoy it. It's going to be
face?
Wet. It's a piece of paper that's covered in goo, and it's good goo.
If your phone,
I say
died,
we mask right now.
If it was Facebook,
I
would.
I know.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah, that would have been a great. Maybe
I
next episode.
It.
Maybe episode 101 live stream.
But
mask.
You
I love
kind
that.
Of like
that's
a
great
serial
idea.
Killer when you put it on because it's just this weird.
Like
piece
that episode
of paper,
of The Office with
Dwight
when he's like, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. Yeah, listeners, look forward to episode 101 where we're gonna wear lavender masks.
Now you guys can.
Are we doing the foot rub to the foot peel? On the show? I don't know.
I don't know about that. Peter
I was thinking about
Peter
your
disgusting
wives.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Giovanni.
Yes, sir.
Ryan has brought a bit to the show. I have brought a bit to the show.
What
it's your turn.
Ryan bring?
Bliss.
I brought a bliss. That's not my bit.
Right. So, but it counts as one bit that you brought.
Oh, that's one of the bits I brought.
Well, I brought the surprise thin mint segment, which we all know was a big hit.
That was good. That was fun.
Did you hear Gio trying to talk his way out of a bit? Look, we agreed. Just okay, listeners, so you know, we agreed coming to the show, each of the hosts was going to bring two bits, okay?
All
right. One was connected.
25 cents in the old lingo.
Ryan, you got my song queued up?
Two bits. Each of us, we're going to bring two bits. One centered around a guest. Seconds.
Okay.
One centered around a guest, and one did not center around a guest, okay? So Ryan has just utilized his guest bit. I've utilized my guest bit. Gio, it's your turn for a bit.
I'm ready for my bit.
Okay. All right. Let us know. Let's hit us, baby.
First things first.
Yeah.
You got to get up on out of that chair.
I'm up. I'm up. I'm standing up.
It's changing spots.
Oh, my God. This is exciting.
All right. The segment. All right, guys, welcome to your favorite episode, the one where I host.
And, no, what? No!
We've all been waiting for this. I hope you enjoyed the 1 hour intro. Now we're now we know what you're really here for. This is Man Room Radio, hosted by Gio, where we solve the world's problems. These are things on real people's minds that they have asked the internet, and it's our job to solve them. So I got a few questions here. We can answer them quick. We could take our time and dig into them. Just let's see where the night takes us. First one I got. You know what? We're going to skip that one for later. That one you got to be a little lubed up for. Second one.
I hear that all the time.
I didn't bring that in my bag.
Okay. Bionic arms or bionic legs?
Oh, God.
Why? Which one?
Man.
I'd go with legs only because, you know, you can run fast, and if you had just bionic arms, you'd have to carry around a lot of weight, you know, I'm just saying. And practicality basis, I think the legs would take you further. You could always, you know, rob a bank and get away, and, you know, and wouldn't have any problems, you know, outrunning the law.
My first thought is I want bionic arms to punch things, right?
Yes.
But what about legs for kicking?
Yeah, until you said that, I forgot
twice
that was
the power,
an option.
Dude.
Also, you're going to need bionic legs to carry the weight of your bionic
arms.
Can
I tell you what had me sold on legs? When you said you're going to have to carry stuff in, my first thought was, whoa, man, what about your lower back? Your arms might be real strong, but your lower back's not going to be that strong.
That's right, that lumbar. Ooh,
so baby. Then you're going to be blowing your back out before you even get to use your arms.
Yeah, I got to say, like, my take on this. Like, you see a really old guy who can barely get up and walk from, like, his chair to the bathroom.
Imagine if he just sprinted
with his bike. Well, he just get up. And not only that, if you have bionic arms, you have to have self-control. You're going to be breaking, like, you know, all kinds of door handles. You go to pick up your kids, and what do? You rip them in half. That's not cool. I mean, come on, let's get real here. I mean, you know, at least with legs, you're safe as long as you're not, you know. Jumping the old lady.
As long as you're not kicking your kids.
Yeah,
yeah. I definitely have to go with legs.
Yeah, legs all day.
Oh, all right.
Hey, world, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. That one seems pretty solved and very... So first thing you do with your legs, bionic legs?
Like go for a jog.
Right now. Boom, you got bionic legs.
Yeah, I'm going for a jog.
I haven't run
I
in 12
jog.
Years. Like, I'm going to try one right now.
Dude, I'm going to enter a marathon and just be like, you know... Fuck you to everybody else in the marathon.
What, do you need water? What for? Come on. Yeah. Keep
bunch
up.
Of pussies.
You're running.
But
your
but
legs
do the legs not affect your cardiovascular system?
No. They're bionic.
So does that mean like...
Does your iPhone affect your cardiovascular system?
Okay, I see. Okay, guys. Yeah. I don't get how
it's
bionic works.
Host?
Okay,
it's like sitting on your ass and just doing things.
Yeah. You can run a marathon and read
so
a book.
So I have RC legs, like they're remote-controlled legs.
Yes. Well, no, they're connected to your neural system, so you obviously control them with your brain.
But that's it, right? They have nothing to do with me. Like, they're super strong, and...
I mean,
takes zero effort from you.
Yeah.
Does it hurt Luke Skywalker's hand to play guitar after he got the robot?
Not at all.
No.
Hello, guitar.
Well, Gio, think it kind of depends on where they're attached. Like,
is it as a hip?
Or your hips?
Oh, I assume
and,
it's
like,
hip.
How much
like,
of your existing
wait.
Body
question.
Has to be
Do I have to give up my penis?
Yeah, bionic penis?
Yes, because
yes.
You can only have
hips.
Bionic legs.
Oh, well, I choose bionic penis.
That wasn't an option.
Well, Ryan, some of us already have one, but go ahead.
Well, I guess that's why. Okay, guys, next question. All right. I want to paint a scenario for you. This one requires a little bit. If you want to close your eyes, it might help. If you don't, it's okay.
Okay, can I make a request?
Yeah.
No goddamn snail.
No snail.
Okay.
All right, so you sit down at long day. You're unwinding. You're reading a book, and you get soaked into this book. You are just really intrigued, going through it. Get a few. You're about an hour into this book, and you realize, wait a minute, this is my life. I'm reading the book of my life. It's literally your life. Do you read more, or do you put it down?
No.
If you read more, you can't change anything. That's just how it's gonna be.
I stop reading, turn to the last page, and read the last sentence. That's what I want to do.
If it's about your life, aren't you just dead?
Yeah, so I want to... All I want to hear is like...
And he shut his eyes for the last time.
Or, and that was the greatest thing that ever happened. Or,
and he bled out.
Or, and everybody was disappointed. Like,
I
just...
I want you to know mine says to be continued.
I just want to see the last line.
What about you guys?
I think I just read it. Like,
you would read it?
Yeah, I think curiosity would kill me, right?
I don't know.
And you know what else I would do?
What?
Who's the fucking author of this book?
Every time you try to read it, it blurs out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know who the hell wrote this book.
For clarification, the book, if I continue to read, goes through the rest of my life into the future, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, Gio's just knocking everything over the host.
You know what I would do is I'd read to the point where you guys come to the... Or where it tells me in the book what your plans were for a 100-minute episode when it goes to using the bathroom. Because I'm going to go do that right now. And I'll be right back. So ponder your ponderings.
Okay. Yeah, that was the best.
That was amazing.
Well, okay. Obviously, Gio didn't read the book, because if he had, then he would have known what one of his segments were.
I know my whole segment. Oh. I know the rest of it.
She's throwing shade.
Thing is, Gio came in here pretending like he doesn't have segments ready.
True.
But I know Gio, and he has segments fully prepared.
He's had
a
year.
This is my whole load. This is all of it.
Because your guest segment, your guest isn't here.
Was I supposed? Oh, was it DJ Travi?
DJ Travi was your guest.
I think he was more our guest at this point.
He was your guest.
He's documented on the itinerary as your guest.
I feel like you guys are my guests.
Levi brought Dad.
I brought you guys.
I brought Bliss. You were.
I brought you guys.
So. It's not too late. You can text him. We're only 56 minutes.
He lives.
I have a lot more here. So.
He lives really close. Right.
Okay, this one's great. I might have been. I don't know. Probably would have been great with Coach here, but let's just keep going here.
Skip to the next one and come
no,
back.
No, no. Let's just see. It might go that far. You and your significant other, wife, girlfriend, what have you, switch
Both.
Bodies. You switch bodies.
Okay, first thing I do is play with my boobs.
No, listen.
Absolutely.
No, no. All that. You do all that. Fine.
Great.
Do you have sex with yourself? You're still in her body.
Yes.
Oh.
But okay. Now she comes up to you in your body and says, hey, are you ready for this?
Hang on.
You get to play both?
The first thing I would do...
So you're essentially like, you're on the opposite end of what you usually are.
Yeah. Yes. So the first thing I would do is have sex with myself. Because Coach just walked in. Perfect timing. Because I want to know.
I don't see where that's any different than what you do on a regular basis anyway.
Because I want to know if my body's any good. You know, like,
I can tell you your body isn't very good.
You want to know if they've been lying the whole time?
I don't know who they are.
So the question, Coach, is you and your significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever, switch bodies. You do whatever exploring you want to do. It's the end of the day. The only way, well, not the only way, but then the option comes up to have
you're
sex.
You're changing this.
Do you have sex with yourself, knowing that you're in her body, she's in yours?
First off, I've known my wife too long to have any references about any types of sex or anything outside the body. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and just pass this on.
Yeah.
Because I want to live to a ripe old age.
Yeah, okay.
Classy and wise.
Thank you.
Bro, I'm doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to see what it's like.
Okay, fair enough.
I want to see what a girl feels when coitus happens.
Yeah.
And while I'm doing it, I'm playing with my boobs.
The only thing I'm not going to do is give myself a beach. Like, because that,
yeah, no, isn't it the same? Isn't it the same?
No,
that's
same.
Different. We're doing missionary, dude.
Yeah.
Are you touching your biceps?
I mean, that's all I'm doing. I'm touching some biceps.
Okay. Now, I'll try a few positions, but no oral stuff, dude.
Yeah, I'm not doing oral stuff.
Was math invented or discovered?
Do these, are we, like, you're welcoming
I think
people?
Math
are
was
there
discovered.
Usernames?
They'll be added at the end.
Okay. I'd say math was discovered because it was a necessary means of life. Do I need two mammoths to get through the winter or three?
But wouldn't that have been invented to cope with that need?
No, it's just it's something you would.
Two mammoths equals organically one
come across.
But do you think somebody like one day was like, "Oh shit, fractions"?
Yeah. No, you know what?
I think you kind of, like. I think that's kind of more. It's more of a blend of both, right?
Yeah.
It was.
No, math was 100%.
You're talking about advanced mathematics, absolutely. I think there's, yeah, that had to be.
I would say math was discovered.
Yeah, 1,000%. Because the Fibonacci sequence.
What?
You don't even know what that is.
Get the fuck out of
here! The Fibonacci sequence is 1 plus 1 equals 2, yeah. 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 3 plus 5 equals 8, and it continues on and on. And you find it 1,000 times in nature. Go ahead and Google it. Yep, he's Googling
like
it right now.
Yeah,
look it up. Like a snail
Ryan.
Shell is,
yep.
Is the Fibonacci
Google
sequence.
Verified here. Yeah.
Fibonacci.
Verify from my position where I can't see what Geo typed or the screens that he didn't actually type anything.
I'm a little concerned that he may have turned off the podcast.
I might have.
No, it's still going. Okay, so a snail shell is the Fibonacci sequence. The alloplants grow out in the Fibonacci sequence. It's a naturally occurring phenomenon that is not...
And Ryan, they didn't just award you a degree?
I didn't discover math. I just learned it once.
So a guy shows up with two things and he goes, look, last week I had two plus these two, that's four.
That's exponentialism. That's not
like two cavemen were like, hey, I've got five of these mammoths. Here's seven mammoths, Fibonacci.
No, the caveman's name was Fibonacci.
Yeah.
No, it was Fib. His wife's name was Nachi.
There's Fib and Nachi.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It was discovered. And
come on. Read a book one
the
time.
The end of the sequence still
not
isn't
about
discovered.
Yourself, but read a book.
Here's the rest. We haven't discovered the end of infinity, so it's discovering.
I didn't know Ryan had a math corner.
Sorry,
here's
I'm
a thought process. Hey, if numbers are infinite and they go forever, does that mean every syllable we speak actually will transpose into the name of some type of number? Because it has to.
Oh.
Every utterance we make.
Can I see the number?
Oh my god!
Like that deep or what?
Yeah, that is deep. Yeah.
Like the word "what" is a number
somewhere.
Yeah, like eventually, right?
Yeah, it's a one when so many zillion zeros on it.
Frongly doodle.
That's a number.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
It's infinite, right?
Infinite.
Yes. From now on, my favorite number is Ryan.
But I think all of our least favorite number is Ryan Brian.
Yeah, Ryan Brian. Fuck that guy.
Oh, Ryan. Is that a reference to something?
Yeah, it's like
God, you're the worst, man.
You don't even listen.
You're not even here.
Can I ask a question? Did you actually know that was from one of my shows?
I did.
Did you actually listen to that show?
Nope.
How did you know that?
Because I looked at the list of them as I went down, and I picked the one I want to listen to so I know what to do when I got here, which is not shit.
Yeah, like somebody else.
Is that the episode you picked?
This seat's feeling pretty permanent right now.
Did you guys realize we have to pick a name for this episode?
Yeah, it's not Ryan Brian. We're good.
Not Ryan Brian.
Okay. No, we've already named one Ryan Brian.
Yeah. Ding sorry, dong.
So this one is not Ryan.
No, this
reality,
you know, I already got the name. You ready?
The
one where Ryan didn't order the damn pizza.
Yes.
Like, that was the one thing.
Right, because we were going to do it on the phone. Right. And we were going to ask them to come in and be on it.
That is what we were going to do.
Yes.
To his defense.
It was like the one thing.
But
that was like the one cool bit that we came up. That was like a new cool thing we were gonna
to
do.
See how long
and hijack the
pizza
guy and bring him in and interview him.
The pizza guy but we needed to talk to people, and it was taking like 2 minutes, 3 minutes out of the introduction.
I could have cut it out.
But you told me to hang up.
No, I did.
Let's rewind the tape.
Don't was killing you.
Okay, guys. All right,
moving on.
We
only have 60 minutes left.
I had a nightmare last night, and I really needed help. Would you rather battle 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh, I'll take the little guys. Yeah, they squash easy.
But can we talk about battle?
They're horses, though. Like four-legged little guys coming out. Ducks are pretty big, man.
Duck can be mean, but hey, have you ever been chased around a pond by a mad duck?
No. Yeah, I guess they kind of run away.
Most kids have.
No,
I feel like this one was a lot easier after I said it, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever kicked a duck?
No, have you?
You're about to kick 100.
I want to apologize to you right now. Can you please repeat the question?
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses? Horses.
Kick you? Ooh, watch out.
Or one horse-sized duck?
Oh, yeah. The 100 horses easily.
It's 100 little duck horses coming
to
at you.
To the death,
do you know
right?
how much
to
fun?
The death. To the death.
Dude, do you know how much... I'm sorry I left that
do you know how much fun it's going to be to kick those little bastards? The thing
I
is...
I think you're going to get overrun.
No.
Yes, horses are pretty strong.
100%. You will be overrun. There's they're not waiting in line to fight you. They're ducks, going to be swarmed.
They're going to be stomped. Like, just think about 100 dogs.
Well, they're not dogs, are they?
Horses. Yeah, but he just wants you to think about that.
Because I want you to think about this. A duck, dude? Like, okay.
They start charging. They start charging. You look at me. Whoa. They all stop. You stomp the shit out of all of them. You're done.
Throw a bunch of carrots
out. Pull your head out.
Oh, no. You don't even want one carrot 100 times. Just chop it up and throw it.
I don't even want to. I don't even want to fight one regular size goose. Okay, like, and the duck is a clear descendant of the goose.
Oh, so absolutely. If you had a horse sized, the horse sized duck sounds terrifying.
Yeah, the horse sized duck. You are dead.
And, hey, it can fly, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
And the little guys can't... I think, yeah, you're right. The 100, right?
Yeah, the little guys are... And I'm not...
Get on a chair. They can't.
I'm not saying that the 100 duck-sized horses are going to be easy.
Like, you're not going to come out unscathed.
No, no. You're going to get bit a couple times in the calf.
But you will survive.
I think Coach thinks it's going to just all... Whoa, Nelly, whoa.
Whoa.
All you got to do is say whoa, you're done. You win.
Now, for clarification,
this question.
No weapons, right?
No, I mean, it's just like their door breaks down, 100 little horses come in.
Yeah, well, then I get on top of the table or the desk. They can't get up here. And
just think about that, though. Like,
they don't climb.
Kicking them doesn't kill them.
No,
it just moves them.
Like, you've got to pick them up and break their neck one by one.
Swing them over your head.
Oh, wow.
Or shove them all in the fridge.
Can I tell you a story about breaking the neck of animals?
You did.
Wait, what?
It's been on the...
Yeah, I think it has.
You did it in ads.
But tell us all about it.
No, you know what? I apologize. Next one.
Okay, next question.
Listeners, comb all other 99 episodes if you want to hear the story about me breaking the chicken's neck.
214. Go start there.
2.14.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. This is like straight...
I'm like 80% sure that's where it is.
I don't know the story. I'd be happy if you repeated it.
Okay, can you just go on to the next round?
It's only been 76 episodes since you told the story.
They're begging for it. Give it to them.
Yeah, give it to us.
Okay. All right. Fine.
I think I've heard this one, though. So, I'm just kidding. I actually do want to hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm getting salty right now.
I know. I'm not trying to trigger you. It's just too much to pass up, man. It's this chair. It does something to me.
The power's going to his head. Do you need your new roller? You're the one who used it the most.
That roller was awesome. All right,
so here's what happened. When I was in high school, my father took me dove hunting. And when you wound a dove, the way
this
you kill
coach?
It... Yeah, this guy, Coach, right here. He took me dove hunting. When you wound a dove, the way you kill it is you break its neck. And you take it by its neck, or by its head, and you just spin it a couple times, and they're little, and it just cracks their neck and kills them really quickly, okay? So, okay, listeners, just so you know, right now, Ryan is... It's massaging Gio's face
That's
with the marble
roller.
That's
a bold-faced lie. I'm not using a marble.
Little baby necks, they break.
Okay.
Keep going here.
So I'm in high school, and now I'm a junior in high school, and so I've been through killing a dove. And the Future Farmers of America organization at our school, so you know, it's a bunch of kids learning how to grow plants and be a farmer. They're having to kill their chickens.
Oh, jeez.
To eat the chickens, right? And But they have to kill it first before they actually start, like, defeathering it and everything. And so we're in the parking lot at high school, and one of the kids comes up to me and is like, dude, we're trying to kill this chicken. I just can't figure out how to do it. And I'm like, I got this. No problem. We go dove hunting all the time. All right. I'll help you out, right?
Did you even think that, like...
I don't think I've heard this story, like, to be fair.
I'm pretty sure it's 214. But have you ever thought that a dove is, like, fist size?
See, when I was, 16 years old...
And a chicken is, like, chicken-sized?
When I was 16 years old, I didn't think about that.
All right.
So I walk, and this kid brings me this, like, just fully functional chicken. So I grab it by its head.
Fully functional. The chicken was just out here trying to function.
It was. Mm-hmm. And I pick this chicken up by its head, and I start spinning it, right?
everyone's like, look at this savage.
And I spin this chicken by its head a few times, right? And I figure a couple good times, I'm like, okay, this thing's good and dead. I drop it down and it is not dead. It starts, like, wobbling around.
It's just dizzy.
And then it just throws up a bunch of...
Like, we asked for you to kill it, not to make it dizzy.
And, so, and I want you to remind you, I didn't know this kid. Like, I walked up like Mr. Cool Guy. Like,
oh, yeah, I can kill a chicken.
Oh, yeah, I got this.
This thing throws up everywhere, and I look up at the kid, and we make eye contact, and go, I'm sorry, I'll see you, and I walk away.
You're the worst. Coach, this is your kid.
See you later. Yeah, well,
let me throw you something out. Let me throw something out real quick. The last time we went dove hunting, obviously it was really on Levi's mind. This was weighing very heavy on his mind, because we did wound a dove at that time. He walked over, and he had enough emphasis to make sure this dove was taken care of, because he spun it so hard he pulled its head off.
Oh, so,
in that same regard.
I learned from last time.
He did.
I go and I whip this thing, and the body just goes, and the head's there in my hands.
Well, that thing's definitely dead then.
Yeah, he took care of it.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
Moving on. Next question.
Yeah,
one's a straight ripoff of that movie by Seth Rogen. But I just want to know what you guys think.
Nice job. Good originality.
Yeah, yeah.
The Boner movie?
So everything, yeah, kind of. Everything comes to life at the grocery store at night, right? Oh, kind of like Toy Story.
Marshmallows.
What section are you? You want to be in a bag?
I just threw an answer.
You come to life in a grocery store, where are you trying to be? Like, if someone's like, hey, tonight you get to be reincarnated in the grocery store for the night.
Oh, dude.
That's a better question. Yeah. That's a better way to phrase it.
You're going
to
be reincarnated
in the grocery store. Like, it comes to life, where are you, what section are you trying to be in?
I think section or what food am I trying to be?
Food or section, whatever. But I think anything boxes out, right? Because I'm not trying to be in the box.
But you can bust out of there, bro.
They get out.
Do they?
Yeah,
they
get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
Plastic bagging is a maybe.
Yeah. Cardboard boxes, they get out. They just open it and then...
Okay, then.
All
right. Back.
But if it's a single thing, like a bottle...
Okay, can I ask another question?
I feel like the party section is the fruit section. Like, that's where the ragers happen.
This is an important question. Is this like a regular grocery store, or is this like any grocery store I want?
I want to hear what you want.
I pick Walmart grocery.
Oh.
Okay.
Because there's a Walmart attached to it.
Not always.
It's different than you think.
It's different than you think.
I don't do any shopping.
Okay. I want to be a Mexican market.
Okay. And where are you going to be?
The full-size pig.
Oh, you just strut your stuff.
Just walk around. I own the place. Who is going to fuck with me? I will eat you, motherfuckers.
I feel like I'm the... Yeah. You're right.
Right. Nobody, like, I'm trying to think, like, the big...
Is there a full-size pig at Mexican markets, though?
I'm just assuming there is.
I'm the overnight stock boy.
What? Why do you have to do this?
Okay, Ryan,
why are you doing...
Can you please just...
Play the game, goddammit.
You said anything in the grocery store.
You're the worst, Ryan. Overnight
stock boy.
Oh, my God.
They don't have overnight guys anymore.
God, jeez.
That's a good point.
Oh, they don't
have... Real question, though. Do the grapes come alive as one thing, or does each grape come alive?
Each grape.
Let me just tell you this, Gio. If it was up to me, I'd want to be in the produce section. Because you've never had it until you've had wild vegetable sex. And I'm telling you right now, it would be just a rampant orgy.
It's pretty leafy.
Oh, you name it. Raspberries. Watermelons are a little tough, but, you know, they work the program.
Well, the
bananas, that's an
dark.
Obvious, right? Coconuts, they should be, you know, you should move them on because they're a little rough. But other than that, it's amazing.
Isn't there an issue between the, like, the purple cabbage and the coleslaw?
Not when it's time to get down.
Well, you know what's crazy? Yeah. Again, Dad coming from experience and knowledge,
yeah.
He already knows what this is like, right? Like, he's
raised on a farm, guys. Come on. Yeah.
This isn't a hypothetical coming from him.
Knows.
Okay, here's a little different one. Avengers. Think about Avengers Endgame, the movie, right? The one that everyone's seen it, right? Yes. So the snap. Do you guys all know the snap? Has everyone seen it?
What happens at the snap? Oh, man, you ruined the show for me.
Yeah, sorry. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Avengers...
Shut the podcast off
now. Shut the podcast off. There's a thing called the snap.
You've just fast forward 6 minutes.
Yeah, maybe eight. So...
maybe two. I don't know.
Literally, I don't know. Like, anyways, Avengers, the snap happens. Is it better to have been one of the people that blinked gone or one of the people that stayed?
Oh.
Right? Because if you blinked gone and you come back 5 years later...
Then it's undone.
You're the same, but everyone moved, like, your loved ones moved on. It's been 5 years. Yeah. Like, they think you've been gone.
You're 5 years younger.
That's right. That's a good call.
Yeah.
You're not 5 years younger, though.
You are.
You're the same age when you're as the world, right? Or as your peers.
Oh, sorry. The world is 5 years older than you are now.
Yeah.
So, like, you go forward in time 5 years all of a sudden.
Basically, yeah.
Kind of. But it's not like you were there. It's like you literally disappeared for 5 years.
Yeah, I get in the time machine. And
would
I...
you rather have been one of the people that stayed for the 5 years?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Had your heart broken, sad, everything's gone.
Well, no, if I'm in the movie for the second one, that means I get paid more because the other people, they weren't there, right?
No, I can't.
Play the damn game, coach!
Oh, sorry. I can't even answer because his answers are so good.
Yeah, these are the right answers.
You have to wait to go last, okay?
I think I'd want to be snapped.
I think so. I thought that, and then I was like, wait a minute, like, I know in the movie, I don't know if this would happen, obviously, but I'm saying in the movie, some people, like, moved on and remarried, start a new family. I mean, 5 years seems pretty, like, but I don't know.
I've got mine.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, here's what I want to do. I don't want to get snapped away. I want to stay, and then I become a vigilante and kill a bunch of gangsters in the Yakuza.
Okay, so you want to be literally Hawkeye's character.
Yeah, but then I don't help everybody out. I just keep killing gangsters.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right? Because I'm not Hawkeye. I'm like Hawkeye.
You're Ronin.
What?
It's Ronin's name. Go ahead.
What? Okay, I'm Ronin. Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm killing Yakuza.
Gio's the host.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me
just like, control, when he says Gio. Geez, you got to put somebody like Levi in charge. Yeah. Jeez,
fuck me, right?
I'm going to be honest. I'm laughing. I don't know what's going on. So
that's usually what Levi does. So you're doing great.
It's the chair.
He's like, I don't remember.
Well, it's so hard to remember anything we talk about up here.
Do you have all these written down on paper or are they on your phone?
They're right here.
Can I just commend you on your dedication?
Thanks, man. Some of us show up.
Preparation.
Yeah, we all showed up except for you bringing the guests.
We brought our guests.
All right. I'm just messing around. All right, so I think what do we vote? So you want to stay, you want to disappear.
Hey, I want to stay and kill Yakuza.
Okay, you got it. I you probably started training for that before the snap, so you were ready to do it. You didn't die your first attempt.
What?
I'm just saying, if that happened right now and you went out to go fight Yakuza, I feel like you wouldn't come back.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. I'll kill them. Their organization is cut in half, bro. They're
weak.
The Yakuza are weak. They're trying
what if that's how it works though? It's 50% of everything. So the 50% of the Yakuza wouldn't. What if all the Yakuza stayed and like all their cousins left?
The odds of that are not very good.
I'd say it's 50-50.
Oh jeez. Yeah. Ryan, what about you, man?
I'd say Ryan's probably half right.
Thank you. Would you stay or go?
I want to wake up 5 years in the future.
You would?
Yeah.
You want to blink?
I just want to be like, oh, it's 5 years later.
Like, man, I turned into dust and I redusted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah,
and then
Ryan
coach?
Didn't kill any Yakuza.
I already said what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to get paid more, so he's in the second movie.
It's
a great movie. Mine's conditional. If I had kids, I'd want to stay. If I didn't, then blink.
I think I'm with you on that.
But what if your kids, like, it's not up to you. Like, your kids are at the coin flip. They could
I'm going to blink. I'm out. Time travel's the best. It's like
that's
shitty teleport.
If I had any knowledge.
And teleport's your bet. That's your super.
Yeah, teleport's, everyone knows, teleport is my heart. So
that is true.
What's up? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a long debate about superpowers and Gio is.
I'll watch that episode maybe sometime.
Gio and I have argued for hours on best power.
Best power's teleporting.
And Gio is.
There's no way
all
you
in on
it.
Teleport.
Yeah. 100%.
And let's not bring that up.
I think it's having starburst bubbles come out of your hand, but go ahead.
That's pretty good. All right, last one, blitz, just a quick blitz answer. If you want to go deep, go ahead, but I think it's just something you can spit out. Oh. What's something you're really proud of but never get to talk about?
Oh, shit. Wow.
So I'll let it marinate for a second. Wow.
That's deep, the opposite bro. Of a blitz.
It's deeper than... that's why I didn't want to start with it. You know, now that you're nice and lubed, I thought we'd go for it.
Wow. Something proud about
it,
but don't get to talk
about it. Like, our DJ Travi, like, I feel like his would be, I can chug a beer in under 5 seconds. Like a 16-ounce pint from... any beer. Like, he's not going to bring that up when he meets somebody, right? But that's a really cool thing he can do. That he's
See, this is hard because I'm such a loudmouth. I talk about stuff all the time and I like to build myself up. So it's tough for me.
Yeah. All right, we should just
I'm
move on.
Like,
yeah.
No,
that's good.
What is it?
Here we go.
What am I most proud of?
Yeah, that you don't
I'm
get to talk about.
I'm most proud of my family and the people that they associate with, the group of people I have around me.
Nice.
I really am. I enjoy everybody and my... love my son, love the family he has, and I love the people he knows, with the exception of you, Gio.
Is this going to be the episode where we all cry?
No. It's not. But I will say this, I was just joking about Gio, I love Gio too. But But thanks, man. I just, no. Good people. All good people.
That's good. And that is true. That's not something you always get to talk about, right? You don't meet someone to be like, hey, I have a great support network. Like, everyone I know is great. You know?
I trust me. When I do or reflect on things and I look back, there's all kinds of there's shit bags out there all over the place, right?
Sure.
And
there's look at Ryan.
Yeah, well.
I'm handsome.
But I don't have a lot of shit bags around me.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm proud of that.
That's cool. And I think that's like a fantastic like answer.
Once again, god damn it.
You need to go, last.
Look, he sees the opportunity.
Well, nobody was saying shit, so I thought I'd say
he sees the opportunity.
I was trying to think. But actually...
I can play a bunch of Disney songs. Like,
I thought that was pretty good. Hey, that's something you don't get to... I was going to say that, though. So,
really?
Yeah.
You don't know the songs, though.
No, but I'm proud that I was part of a band at one point.
Not the first song.
I'm proud that I was in a band and we performed songs and my friends left me out sometimes. Yeah. I'm proud.
One time. Circle of Life. Song I don't know how to play.
But realistically, until Coach said that, I hadn't thought about like my friend circle, but I'm proud of my friend circle too. Like anybody in my friend circle, I will stand up for. And like, it's like, I like these guys. I like these guys. I don't. If anybody's being a shithead, they're not part of my circle anymore, and I'm proud of that. I'm like, I only hang out with quality people.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's something I don't get to talk about. Like the last cruise that we went on, those were 98% quality people.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think
just
2%.
Do some shit.
You always gotta have some.
By the way, cruise life, if we run out of time, which we are not gonna run out of time, cruise life is gonna be something.
Well, we're 10 minutes away from running out of time.
Yeah, no, you don't know how to do math.
I
know? No, you don't.
You don't know when that thing started.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
We started recording.
Gio, how many mammoths would you have if you really needed to
Let me grab my wife Nachi real quick. I'll be right back.
Wait, Bliss, is the pizza guy here?
No.
Because if he is, you want to try to lure him in here.
But keep your
whatever
clothes
it takes.
Keep Bliss. Your clothes on. Ask him if he wants
no,
to be on
it doesn't
a podcast.
Matter, Bliss.
No. If you need to pull a titty out.
Bring the makeup bag. That's all the questions I have, so now we're going to go ahead and move on to our top 10 minus 5 segment.
Shit, was I supposed to prepare for this?
I mean, we texted it earlier. So this is the segment... Look at this. I have honorable mentions. I got my top 10 minus 5 lined up.
Me too.
Okay. So this has been the decade... Oh, let's see what Levi's wrote in his notes. It's the year of the TV show. And
it is the year of the TV show. You know why?
I'm in the host seat, buddy. All right?
I want to tell you a thing. As a co-host...
He wants to give you an interesting fact. Like,
thank you. Okay. And I've said this on a show before. So listeners, if you've already heard this, tough shit. In this decade... TV has taken over digital entertainment, right? Movies are much less relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
TV is what matters. And the reason TV is better now than movies is because... So if you think back 20 years ago, if you were alive then even, which most of our listeners probably were, you always hear people say...
Barely.
The book...
Unless they're 19.
You always hear people say the book is better than the movie, right? Yeah. You always hear that. And the reason is because the book has the time... to put in that extra content, to put in those extra little details that really added value. Well, now because TV has taken off and you have whole seasons of shows, TV can do the same exact thing. They can put in those little details that you can't fit into an hour and a half film.
But you don't have to read.
You don't have to read. And so the American consumer prefers television over movies now. And now that doesn't apply with things like Avengers, who has made this entire franchise, because they're doing the same thing. They're
building a world and building characters and background.
Right, and their story is lasting a long, long time. So don't
it's
think
stacking.
Don't think
time.
Of Avengers like when you think of movies. Think of all these side little movies that you see. They're just not as great as the things you see on TV.
Yep.
Right? And so TV is the new form of entertainment. And you see actors who are generally movie actors, they're trying to get into TV. And this is the reason why. Is because TV is far superior because it can tell a full, deep, detailed story.
For sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm off my soapbox.
So with that...
That was my son talking. He was really cool.
I was going to ask you to do it with mine. Oh. Like, no, but you're good. You're good. You did it.
Do you want to try? That was hey, listeners, that was them opening a beer.
Try it.
That was Gio opening his pants.
That
was so close. You're right there, though.
And with that,
you're
my, so right and my there. Nail caught the thing, and so it just got all crazy. Okay,
so close.
I think a staple segment of the show since the beginning has been top 10 minus 5, right?
Since absolutely. The YouTube days.
Since the very beginning YouTube days. So it just feels appropriate. We're going to do a top 10 minus 5 of the best TV shows of the last decade, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, should we go ahead and start with honorable mentions? My honorable mentions or my... I'm just going to go with my top 10 minus 5.
Oh, we're not going to go just round robin?
Everybody do one? Is that what we're going to do? Okay, everyone do one.
That way if we're sharing, you have your backup.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. And to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of this show. But
why is it on your top 10 minus 5?
Let's hear me out.
Your top 5 of the decade.
Yeah, it will be, and you're going to agree with me. It's been a huge influence on starting this whole trend of the way the shows got to be world building, storytelling, and long, right? It's not enough to just have one season anymore. Like, you want to have 3-4 seasons, and then the story can really play its full
segment. Come to fruition.
Yes, thank you. So number five on my list is Walking Dead, The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead, I feel like, just kind of started the trend. Maybe not started it, but it was one of the first ones where it was some obscure story that probably wouldn't make sense in a movie, right? But in a show aspect, it does a really good job.
You can show the different angles.
And characters come and go and get killed off, and it's not a big deal.
Right.
It's hey, that's what would happen, you know? So I think Walking Dead, number 5 on my list.
Yeah, if you're in a movie and you're following the main characters for a long time, and then out of nowhere, the movie changes and now we're watching different characters do stuff, like, that doesn't make sense in a movie, but for a show, that's...
Absolutely. And then I think I don't know if it's been answered now, I think Walking Dead now to where it's at has kind of played itself out, but for the most part, when people were really into it, you didn't know what caused the zombies. Everyone, so they didn't have to reveal the big plot twist.
Well, then I'm taking Walking Dead off my list.
Why?
Because you mentioned it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing all yours, or are we?
No, we're spinning around.
Okay, we're round robin. Okay, I got. So the problem with this, I'm not a big TV watcher.
Mm.
I don't have a ton of shows,
but Netflix I think counts, right?
Yeah. But even that, I'm not really a big show watcher, even though I just gave this big pitch on why TV is better than movies.
You just kind of turned on to it the last 2 years, I feel like.
Yeah, and even then, it's not something I do a lot. But I will say one, this is the bottom line for mine, and it's just because I like it, and it might piss off some people, is One Punch Man.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I mean, that's like, I would say...
But see, again, like, so listeners, like, I'm not a big TV watcher, so it's not like, this is bottom of my list, and I don't watch a lot of shows. But One Punch Man is a show about a hero who is so powerful that he's bored of becoming a hero. All right.
And it's literally what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it is. And he punches things.
We had an episode about One Punch Man.
Yeah, and you guys all berated me and made fun of me. But
no, okay. Gio supported you 1,000%.
Yeah. But honestly, it's very low on the bar here. And
would you say it might even end up on your honorable mentions? Or would you say...
If I sat here and thought for a while, this maybe would be honorable.
I think it's a good show. I mean, I didn't know if cartoons counted.
Wait, so are you making your list right now?
Maybe.
Okay, so my next one, I'm going to put this on here. I don't know if this counts because it started before the decade, but it ended during this last decade.
Okay, that counts.
So The Office.
Oh,
that's on mine.
Oh, man.
Like, I think The Office is just, it's the rewatch value on that has been excellent. Yeah, I mean, some of it.
Why Schrute is a god among men.
Absolutely. So good.
Yep.
So good.
So Office is on mine, and I'm not even done with the whole thing.
Yeah, I've rewatched The Office 3 different times from 3 different points of view. I tried it from Michael Scott's point of view, and like I focused on his plots. I watch it from Jim and Pam's.
I never thought of that.
And then I watch it from Dwight's. And they are, you watch it, it is 3 different stories.
That's
depending
cool.
on who you're focusing on. So The Office,
like,
is
Jim's just
great.
A jerk if you're watching it from
Dwight. If you're watching it from Dwight's, Dwight is the hero of the story.
Yeah.
Jim's an antagonist.
Yeah. Awesome.
And it's amazing.
And The Office was one of the first shows to do this thing where you needed to be with it for a while to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The character building really is
if you
important.
Just watch some episode from random from season 6, it's not going to be as good. You have to have lived with these characters for a while to understand what they like, what they don't like, and how they act to really appreciate who they are. So I'm on season 8 right now. I probably cried 4 times in The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Like... The show is done.
Let's just do some quick shout out moments. What moment? Like what part?
Jim and Pam's wedding made me cry.
When he cuts the tie and
just the whole when they actually get married.
Okay,
that made me cry.
Pam and Michael's goodbye.
Yes. Well, the whole Michael leaving.
Yeah.
Made me cry.
Yeah.
There was one other that made me cry.
Just the last. Did you watch the last
opening theme song?
No, but I'm sure the last season I'm going to be bawling.
I'm totally going to bang Holly.
All right, so you guys just
next on my list is How I Met Your Mother.
Oh! Ooh.
I love that show. I started watching it like before I knew what the show was.
Yeah.
And then I stopped watching. I was like, what was that show? And then when I realized it came back, and I was like, yes. I started over from the beginning, and it's phenomenal.
I've never seen that. I've seen episodes here and there. Can you just give me the premise?
It's Friends, but modern day. And like, so there's like...
So Rachel's on it?
No, it's modern day. There's like, there's the Playboy Barney. There's the married couple. It's five friends that are trying to live in New York. And
is it about people, like somebody actually meeting somebody's mother?
Yeah, so the entire series is really a story that the father tells to his kids.
Oh.
Yeah. But as you're watching it, it's like, oh, well, he's been the bachelor the whole time. So it's like, oh, is this going to be the mother? Oh, no, they broke up. Darn, is this going to be the mother?
Oh, I see. So
wait,
it's like
she showed up and ruined something. Wait, was that the mother the whole time?
But that's just the total, it's the vehicle that drives the show. Yeah. It's the characters that drive the show.
Yeah.
It's
certain, so good. And I think I cried once or twice during
yeah,
that series.
Great
too.
Show.
Yeah,
he starts off each episode like, kids, that day I met your mother, or like, I want to tell you a story, and then it like goes into
yeah.
the character.
But like you said, it's just a group of friends living in New York trying to make it, and it's their story.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
Oh, crap. All right, I got mine. I'm just going to throw this out there so that I can take this to be the first person to say it.
It's number two?
No, come on. Wait, before you go there, Neil Patrick Harris, fun yes. fact, is from Albuquerque. He's super popular.
Why is that fun?
Why does that matter?
Everyone there's really proud of the fact
you're not
from
Albuquerque.
The magazine, they have a magazine called out Best Of, and he won Best Of Albuquerque the year I lived there. So.
They're known for the chili too, so yeah. That, you know, that's a big deal.
Gio has totally been like
he is a fun factor.
Yeah, I think fun so. So number three, I'm going to go ahead and put it on here.
Wait,
is
no, don't you?
Typically,
no, my three.
Right?
My turn to do three.
Okay, go ahead.
Game of Thrones.
Now I get to take that off my list.
That's where's that coming on your list?
That is no. Okay, this is my actual.
So you, okay,
Game of Thrones is three.
Oh, I have not Game of Thrones number one.
Okay, now.
Oh, you put them in number order?
Yeah,
I'm in no.
Yeah, particular so order. So top 10 minus 5 is technically not in order.
It's not usually.
It doesn't have to be.
Just for me, it was really easy to do.
Right, move on.
So Game of Thrones.
Go ahead and spoil it.
We had an entire episode.
We did a whole episode on. So
if you haven't heard it, go back and listen
to
it.
You
that would have been on my list if it wasn't on Levi's. Yeah.
Game of Thrones, same thing as The Office, where you had to live with the characters for a long time, but just not a comedy, a medieval fantasy drama.
Yeah. It was pretty rad, man. I've never found myself being like that, like thinking about it afterwards, like wanting to go back and hear that character's story.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since Game of Thrones ended?
Not long.
About a year?
Dad, did you ever watch it?
It's like last
no, year. An episode.
Yeah, you need to watch
year.
It.
It took me three times, though, to like get into it.
People were talking about it at work today.
Yeah. I'll eventually see it, but year. I get tired of being told, you need to watch this, you need to watch this.
Yeah, know, and I'm the same way, but
I'll eventually get
I am telling you, it's one of those ones.
Levi tried to dig in his heels and say, no, I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones. And we had to make like a blood-packed agreement that I would play WoW.
The only thing I know Levi and I have committed to is we will not watch the movie Titanic.
Yep.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. But Game of Thrones is something I will eventually get to. I have interest in that. I do. I got to make the time for it. Everything anymore, when you get into the binge watch, I mean, and that's what happens to me. I totally get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, my wife and I just went through Longmire. And
Longmire's rad, man.
Never even heard of it.
Longmire's, it's so good.
Welcome to the second peak of the show.
Yeah, Longmire's good. Yeah. And that's the same thing is I got sucked in. My wife was watching it, and she was, you have to watch it sometime. And so I watched it 2 days later. Maybe not 2 days, like a week. But
I had a buddy of mine, John Bartlett. Shout out. And he told me I needed to watch it. And I thought, you know, okay, that's cool, but no. It's just, I don't need to be told to watch it. And my buddy Greg Blueberry, he says, okay, you got to watch Longmire. I said, okay, there's two guys. All right. So I went and we watched one. And my wife has already watched three or four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to get me to watch it too. So eventually I did watch it. Yeah, and we binge watched it. We banged it out in about 3 weeks. And It was awesome. It was great.
That show's really good.
Another show I've been watched, and because I'm not, I can't rate because I don't watch a lot of shows.
I know where he's going here, and this show needs to be on somebody's list.
Yeah, if it doesn't, Breaking Bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now I can take that off my list.
Number two on my list, Breaking Bad.
And I will tell you the truth. When it came to Breaking Bad, what I eventually did, and this is just me, and this is stupidity on my part, but it got me through the series quickly because I realized, I mean, time is of the essence, right? And there's all these things going on in life. When I didn't have a lot of time at the time. Anytime one of the gals was on the TV, I fast forwarded through it.
Yeah, their stories, especially the Hank's wife. What's her name?
I just wanted to see. I wanted to see the drug dealing, the bloodletting. I wanted to see Jesse and Mr. White getting into shit, and it was awesome. And I found out there's another. If you don't know this, there's a sequel called El Camino. It's a one movie. That's right, El Camino. I ran into that accidentally. And that answered a great question, and it made me feel really good about watching the whole series. And now we're on to watching
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Fun fact about Longmire and Breaking Bad, both filmed in New Mexico.
Yep, that's true.
Infected Geo.
And I visited all the landmarks.
Although Longmire is supposed to be taking place in Wyoming, it is filmed in New Mexico. Absolutely, yeah.
I've been to the car wash from Breaking Bad, Walt's house, Jesse's house. They were they're just arid, driving through town. Sure. Oh, there's that spot.
The Red Pony. I'd love to go there.
Yeah, there you go. Grab a Rainier. Yeah.
You know it.
Number three.
Number three for me was Breaking Bad. That was on my list, too. So next up, I got... Oh, no, number two on my list was Breaking Bad. Number three for me, Stranger Things.
Yes. Oh, damn it.
I get to delete that off my list.
Can I redact?
What?
I want to redact One Punch Man.
Okay, and you want to put
Stranger Things gets replaced.
Stranger Things is awesome because I think it's the one of the first streaming alone standalones where it was like a big show you wanted to watch and it pulled you to that service, right?
And Stranger Things was specifically targeted for my generation and a little bit younger.
It's a little older than you.
Yeah, a little older than kids. And I know that you millennials like it, but.
Us millennials.
The way that they harness the power of the 80s.
Of nostalgia.
Yes. They harness nostalgia so well. And that's what makes that show. Because other than that, it's just a show. It's got some good stuff.
The sci-fi aspect of it is pretty cool, right?
Sure. But it's another sci-fi show. It's good. But they harness the 80s. The Goonies. That whole
D&D
thing.
D&D blooming.
Yes, Dungeons & Dragons. And one of my favorite things I like to say about Stranger Things is when they came out with Season 3, mm-hmm. and Season 3 wasn't out yet, I thought to myself, told people, I was like, how long can they ride this train? Are they really going to keep being able to just throw 80s references at me and make me still into it? And then Season 3 came out, and I was like, yep, they sure are. okay, yep, sign me up. So
it really plays on your, what is that called, disbelief? Oh my gosh. Your ability to just make it. Of course, monsters in the US at that time doesn't make sense, right? Mm-hmm. It would have been national coverage if people would have come out. But your ability to just see past that and, you're with these kids on their adventure, that show really harnesses that.
Dispel reality.
Yeah, dispel reality, yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible show. You're right. So,
it was geared towards people your age and a little bit younger, but I also have students that I teach who are in love with that show, and it's like all the 80s throwbacks that they've never even heard of or seen.
And they're like kids, right?
Yeah, and they're like kids, 8 to 15, and they are in love with this show.
Oh yeah, that one jumps up for me quite high on my list.
That's so up there.
My list is a note. I have a number one, but everything else for mine is now at this point mushed.
I think two for that one. It's not done yet, so we don't know where it's going to end up. Right. If the story ends up being crazy enough, maybe it makes me cry one more time and it passes The Office.
Or my number one is not finished yet.
Oh, okay. So I have honorable mentions, right? That's all five of mine. So
I got two more. Five.
I'm approaching my third.
Okay, I'm done. So just for reference sake, from five to one, The Walking Dead, Office, Stranger Things, Breaking Bad, and at number one, Game of Thrones.
Nice. So one of my big ones was, it's pretty recent, it's The Ranch.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the new Ashton Kutcher series. And they brought a lot of, Danny Masterson's in it, and Kitty from the 70s show is in it, and Red from the 70s show. There were a lot of characters.
Of good casting.
Yeah, so from the 70s show.
It's almost like that 70s show reboot. But
yeah,
nah.
But hey, it's the same actor, but a new character, but there was so much heart in this show. And
when, oh, son of a bitch, what's the main, what's Ashton Kutcher's dad's name?
Sam Elliott.
Bo.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. When Bo speaks.
Yeah, Sam Elliott, there you go.
Yeah. I'm Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
When Sam Elliott speaks, like, the show listens. Like, it's so deep. There were a couple times where it's like, oh, damn. Damn. And then it's like, oh no, season finale. And I'm like, what's going on? I've got a lump in my throat and my tears are half full. I'm like, you can't just end like this. And then it's, oh, I got to wait for a little while.
I find it interesting, that show. And I don't watch it. My wife does. But I find it very interesting the way they shoot it. They shoot it as if it's almost like a sitcom comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is not. It is a drama.
It is a deep, deep show.
But
it's got comedy.
Yeah,
it does have comedy.
It's got a lot of funny
stuff. It's not literally shot. Like, you're looking at the film format, and the canned laughter is all like something out of a Roseanne show or something like that. Yes. You know? It's different.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued. That's the one I want to watch.
Like, there are deaths, and you feel them. Like somebody dies, and you're like, oh my gosh. Like,
I've only seen an episode. This one has not really been on my radar. But I've heard you're like the third person talking
about it. It's on my top 10 minus 5, so check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
What's next, Ryan?
Let me go. What are we doing? Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
So this one's very special to me, and maybe not resonates with other people, but The Big Bang Theory.
I was doing that's on my honorable mention.
I thought about that. Okay, and here's why. My parents have appreciated Big Bang Theory, and I have appreciated Big Bang Theory because literally, those four bastards are me and my friends growing up. Like, that was us. The Jewish guy, like, I have a friend minus the Jewish part, but like the thinks he's a woman. It's him, right?
He thinks he's the player.
Yes, it's the same exact guy, right? Like, those guys are who I grew up with, and so the jokes on that show resonate so deeply with me.
Like,
and
they
my
hit
parents.
A little different.
They hit in a completely different way because I just completely understand all of the humor. So whoever the writer for that show is, like, that guy's a saint.
Huh.
Or girl's a saint, whoever it is, because they get a culture that existed, and so I adore that show, and everything is funny to me.
That's cool, man.
I said concur.
It's literally my middle. That's my middle school buddies
for sure.
Is those guys?
Was that your three or your four?
That was in my mix. I have my number one ready.
Not number one though.
What? No, that's not number one. I've gone through my bottom four. Is Game of Thrones, Office, Big Bang Theory, and Stranger Things, but I have my number one here in the hopper.
All right. Well, then I've got my bottom end. Do you want another honorable mention? No, we'll just do all of our honorable mentions at the end.
I only have one honorable mention. Okay.
Well, what's your number two?
My number...
Top two.
I have two left, and so I have The Boys. It's pretty
that's recent. New!
Yeah, Amazon.
Yep,
If superheroes could be bought. And it's like a corporation.
It's pretty cool.
It's really sick.
I think the biggest thing about The Boys is it's realism, right?
Yeah.
It changes gears. That's how superheroes would be in corporate America. Yeah. Is they people buy them out, and now they work for us, and hey, our company's big and bad because we have one of the superheroes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that there's one superhero. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of superheroes.
But the good ones.
Yeah. You got to get that top seven.
It's like signing like LeBron for a Nike deal. It's like now that's the athlete we have, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's super cool. And then where'd it go? Here we go. The Good Place.
Oh, dude,
that was good too.
That's a great show.
Fork.
That was a good show. I like that one. You see that one?
Just watch the show.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. It's good. I don't know if it has as much depth as the rest of the shows we've said. But
have you seen all
I've seen
the
two seasons.
There's one season that's the third season is rough to get through. I had a really tough
time. But it's worth it.
It gets fine, but the third season is really tough.
So, okay, well, if there's
that
much...
I watched but just three listeners, just
seasons
so you know,
of a show.
It's a good show. The premise is when people die, they go to... It's not called Heaven or Hell. It's called The Good Place or The Bad Place. And so this girl dies, and she goes to the good place, and she's clearly not supposed to be at the good place. She was really, really bad.
Some mistake was made.
Yeah, a mistake was made somewhere, like she's an awful person. And so she's trying to stay in heaven or the good place without getting caught.
And there's a lot of flashbacks to her life and stuff.
And it has a lot of great twists and turns. Yeah. It's a great show.
And we're in season three, so we could talk about the twists in season one, right?
No,
I would say just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it there. You know?
There's a twist in season one you want to watch.
Which, by the way, I guessed.
from the very beginning. I knew that one.
I was like, I'm going to go ahead and tell.
Oh, let's hear your number one. Number one. Number one show of the decade. And a fairly recent show. And I'm surprised, Gio, this didn't make it on your list.
I'm going to probably wish it was after you say it.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, son of a bitch. You're right. Yeah, that's on my list. Oh. Gosh, ding darn. List,
if you don't know Rick and Morty, it's a cartoon.
Oh, jeez.
And it's a grandfather.
Oh, jeez, right?
Reuniting with his family, his grandson and his daughter and her husband. And it's mostly a comedy, okay?
It's not always, though, yeah.
But, yeah, so, and it's also very akin to the culture that I grew up in, very tied into nerd and sci-fi culture. So it's a sci-fi action comedy.
Yeah.
So every episode is a new episode, so they're standalone episodes, and it's generally Rick is the old grandfather, and he's taking his grandson Morty on some kind of wacky adventure. He has a gun changes teleports
portals.
It creates portals between places, time, and dimensions. Okay, and he is the most intelligent being
in all the universe, in the infinity,
and he's a human, right? And so that's the basis of it. It's absolutely fucking hilarious,
absolutely.
But also, there's this. Oh shoot! Hit that.
Oh, hit space bar.
Good. We're still recording. Woo. There's this deeper layer where it's about him, and he's an alcoholic, and he's obviously had like a troubled past, and he has depression, and he's trying to reconnect with his family, right?
And that's like sprinkled in through the episodes.
Yes. And so there's this very deep message underneath, and there's like a lot of very heavy episodes with a lot of like heavy themes. And so it's probably one of the only like Simpsons-esque cartoons that I also have cried in.
Yeah. Oh, that show's so damn good.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that, man. That would definitely be, I think I'm going to boot out Walking Dead. Rick and Morty's getting in there.
Yeah, you hear that? Wow. Walking Dead just got booted for Rick and Morty.
Yeah. All right. This is what the online community had to say about the top 10 shows of the last decade.
Ooh, let's hear it.
This is according to, I think, E.
They better not say Lost.
Get ready.
Can I put my last one, my honorable mention in before that, or are we going to go to online?
That's up to you. I haven't done my honorables either.
Oh, okay. Then we'll wait.
I'm just going to blitz through it because I haven't seen any of these, so stop me except one. Number five, Hannibal. Have you guys seen the show Hannibal?
What the fuck? How did that even make it on there?
Number five, Hannibal. Number four, BoJack Horseman.
Oh, okay. Actually, great show.
Really?
Yes. I've watched every season.
Really dark.
It is very dark. It requires a specific sense of humor, and it becomes more of a drama than it does a comedy. I definitely recommend BoJack Horseman, though. I really like
that. I'm going to check it out. That's the only one on this list that made me kind of want to see it.
Another one that really deals with, like, human depression and people who have depression.
So it's like a real show.
Are the horsemen, like, are they the size of ducks?
Oh, God, no. Okay. Never mind. No, that's a good show. And there's the best episode, FYI listeners, is the underwater episode. I don't know what it's called, but the best episode is where he has to go to the city that's underwater. So I'll let you listen or watch that show.
Okay. Number three on the top online community forum, whatever. Breaking Bad was number three on there.
Sure, that deserves a spot.
And then it gets all out of control.
Okay.
Number two, the show called Fleabag. It's an Amazon original.
What the? Mm-hmm.
Pretty good?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the advertisements for it. I haven't watched the actual...
it looked good.
But yeah, it's got some good acting. It's got good actors in it.
All right.
William Macy, I believe, is the star.
Oh, okay.
Number one, Vandal.
What?
I've never even heard of that show. I
haven't heard of this show.
No. I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
Can you tell your online communities just that they're idiots?
Yeah, I will. So,
what's your honorable mention?
I have two honorable mentions. One is a very not, maybe shouldn't have been on this list. It was the mood I was in when I made this list. I'll start with my bottom one. Black Mirror. Have you guys seen Black Mirror?
Oh, I heard that.
Anthology show, meaning you can watch any single episode. None of them are tied together. And they all have to do with how they all have to do with the future and technology.
It's kind of like Twilight Zone-ish.
Yes, very much like that. So there's one more. What if our community, what if the whole Facebook like thing took off even more than it already has? And
a lot of what ifs.
Yeah, your job was based on likes, you know, like, oh, well, you only have a 4.6 rating amongst your peers, so should we even hire you? 4.7 is pretty much the standard.
Is that kind of like when Ralph wrecked the internet and he had to go and get all the likes to get the money so he could buy
Very similar. Okay,
exactly.
There was another episode, and it was like the virtual gaming world, and it's like, well, we're going to do a virtual gaming simulator, so me and my buddy, or this guy and his buddy, started getting into a fight.
Yeah, but the guy picked his avatar was like this really sexy chick with big boobs, and in the fight, like, it sort of started getting intimate, and it's like, well, now what happens?
Yeah, so it's like, weird. Because it was it's so dark twists forward. On future yeah. technology. So it's yeah. pretty cool. And then another one is Parks and Rec. I thought Parks and Rec was a cool show.
I'm going to watch that after The Office.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think it's as good as The Office. I don't think it's as funny as The Office, but it does have some moments. The characters are great. They all blew up and had careers.
I think in The Office, Michael Scott is the perfect protagonist of the whole show. He, as someone who's been in management for a long time, every time he does something in the show, it is just
you cringe.
Oh, you cringe.
Yes.
I don't think they have that in the Parks yeah. and Rec. They don't have that guy.
My father-in-law, who's a manager, he couldn't watch it.
Because of that.
A lot of people can. Yeah, no, and the first season, especially of The Office,
it's very
Michael
cringy.
Is especially awful in that first season.
Okay, in a good way, awful.
My honorable mention was Letterkenny.
Oh, that's
and
big.
It's very new, but it was still in the last decade, and I think this is my... Right. A lot of people have been quoting it everywhere.
Hot take, F that show.
Hot
take, watch that show.
Okay, I did watch it.
Hey, I want you two to fight about this while I pee.
No, I won't say F that show. I saw one episode.
You didn't watch the show?
I watched one episode.
So you didn't watch the show.
That's enough for me to decide I didn't want to watch more.
That's like watching one episode of The Office.
Okay, so three episodes, I get it?
Give me...
Can I ask for a whole season?
No. Yeah, I'm leaning towards five, but a season is eight, and you started with three.
Four.
So the only thing we could agree on is four.
Well, I'll give you four episodes, and if I don't like it by four, then I can say F that show.
Right.
Deal?
Do I get to choose the episodes?
Oh, they're not in order?
No.
Oh, sure.
They're They're what did you say? They're
non-sequential?
They're non-sequential anthology?
Yeah.
All right. I get to pick them.
All right.
Handshake. There's spit. And semen.
All right. Not blood.
So that is the top 10 minus 5 segment.
Yeah.
I think we have a little bit more left, but they're not my segments. So I'm going to go ahead and step down from the host chair.
Yep. I've got Google Feud coming up.
You want to fire it up, or is it like a setup? You want to explain the rules?
Well, I need to explain tell you what. Let me do this, because I'm so good at doing my job. Let me Google the Family Feud.
Yeah. Using the internet. What a cool job.
Yeah, here we go. And we'll wait for Levi to get back. Let me hit fucking play.
Alright. So we wrapped up the top 10 minus 5.
Can I take my seat back as the host of
yeah,
the
show? Yeah, I just said
please
if you
do.
Would if you came in here less hostile, that'd be
you
great.
You just started screaming at me? Jesus.
So I said it's my turn to go back to my chair. We're all done here.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, guys. Okay. You guys just tuned in for the good part, you can go ahead and leave now. We'll catch you next time.
Okay.
Wow, 100 episode extravaganza! Woo!
We actually ordered pizza?
Yeah, so, okay, listeners, here's the thing.
I have my beer. It's right there.
We've actually been rolling. Whoa!
Is that pizza?
Is that pizza?
Pizza? Is that pizza?
Come on in. Bring us that pizza.
Hey. Yeah!
Pizza's here!
What's your name, man?
Edwin.
Cool. What's your favorite TV show?
Basketball.
It is. Basketball. Okay, Edwin has decided basketball is the show of the century.
Edwin, how many more pizzas do you have to deliver right now?
Five more people? No, five people.
Yeah. Okay.
Dang.
What else?
All right. Thanks, Edwin.
Thanks, Edwin. Thank you.
You're the man.
Yeah, thank you, Edwin.
Thank you, sir.
Listeners, we just want to take this episode to thank Edwin from Papa John's.
Yeah.
For bringing us our pizza.
Did he break into your backyard to deliver this pizza?
I think he did break into the backyard.
Hey, that's going the extra step to make sure service.
Did you pay him Okay, he's been paid. Okay, Edwin's been paid. He's brought us pizza. Listeners, I just want to say,
did you give him specific directions?
How did that happen?
No, I didn't give him directions. You typed in your address. I paid and did tip online. That's it.
And he just knew to come in here?
Yeah, baby. Edwin's the man. So Edwin's
Edwin from Papa John's in Escondido, like, maybe, give that guy a raise.
Maybe Tim helped us out.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, listeners, this has been episode 100.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. I mean, we're like 2 hours in, dude.
Oh.
We have more, but you know what?
All right, well, fuck
we're
it,
not
right?
doing Ryan's
yeah.
segment.
Wait, do you have... Yeah, I had Google Feud. We were
Save it for next time.
Yeah, let's save it for next
time. The pizza just got here.
Do you want to keep going?
It's a two-parter.
Okay.
Bye, listeners. This is the end of part one of our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so part two is going to be 12 minutes of Google Feud.
No. Hey, no. More, dude. I've got stuff. I've got a bunch of stuff. Okay, so listeners.
And we got Booze Cruise catch-up.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So listeners, hey, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening.
Oh, shit, that means I need to have an outro.
God, Ryan, I asked
if you were ready, and you gave me shit, and then
you're
not ready.
I was ready for Google Feud.
Listeners, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening for 100 episodes. Hector and girl, what's her name?
Corinne.
Yes, Corinne.
I knew it was Karina, but not Karina, yeah. You know? Hector and Corinne, this episode was
Zelda
for you.
Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Yes, I didn't hear what you said, but
Zelda
I agree with
Zelda Ocarina
that.
Of Time?
Yeah. Oh, listeners, thank you so much. And hey, tune in next time for the other half of our 100th episode.
Hey, Gio, say the stuff real quick.
Yeah, real
Do
quick.
I have to be here because I'm old.
No, Dad, you can go home.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
Say this, guys. Man Room Radio. Check it out. Facebook.com/Man Room Radio. Instagram @Man Room Radio. We don't ever post on there, but just follow us, please.
I post on there all the
also,
time.
Also, guys, you like the show, support it. We can do more cool stuff, like order more pizzas and get more Edwins on here if everyone visits our Patreon. So patreon.com/Man Room Radio. Maybe one day we'll make sweaters.
Rate us on iTunes.
That would go a long way. Do that too.
Huge, please.
Yeah. All right. See you next time, guys.
Are you ready?
We need some pizza.
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Oh, out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Man Room Radio.